wind and cloudy skies with a low of 20. Tomorrow will warm up to nearly 30 again as the snow begins to move away. Wind will stay, though, into the night with a low around 10. Monday, blustery winds, a high of 25, and Tuesday, a high nearing 40.
Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. This is the Shadrack Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrack Community Hospital.
Welcome to the Birdcage. It's time to get going for some Saturday afternoon action between the Chadron Cardinals and the Mitchell Tigers. Girls, boys, doubleheader here on 610 AM KCSR and ChadronRadio.com. We have the Chadron Cardinals returning back home to take on the Mitchell Tigers. The Chadron girls, two games on the road this week, split the pair. Now they're at home against the Mitchell Tigers, who last night fell to Gordon-Rushville by a 35-24 score. Mitchell comes in at 5-5. Currently sitting last in the region for C, which will end up being the C-110 sub-district standings. Yes, this is not only a potential sub-district matchup, but this is a potential Western Conference matchup when we get to the Western Conference tournament here in about 2.5 weeks of time. Yes, we are starting to inch nearer and nearer to the tournament in Scotts Bluffing Gearing. This matchup could help set some of the standings and the bracket when we get to Scott's Bluff Gearing later on in the month of January. I'm Chase Thompson here on the Shattered Community Hospital pregame show. Shattered Community Hospital, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. We'll go ahead and take our first break. Come back with some more pregame. You're tuning in to Shattered Cardinal Basketball here on 610 AM KCSR and ShatteredRadio.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattered Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shattern, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shattern or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Your financial future is bright at the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shattern Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shattern, where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Oh, welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. Let's take a dive into this Mitchell Tiger team coming in at 5-5. Their head coach, Brooke Turk, third year. Hemingford native, and speaking of Hemingford, that's what we'll have here at the Birdcage coming up on Tuesday. But this season, they're 5-5, which one more win for the Tigers would tie Brooke Turk's career high in wins. It's only her third year at Mitchell. She did play some her college basketball at Shattern State College, but they're 5-5 on the season, coming off a 35-24 loss to Gordon Rushville last night. In fact, they've lost their last two games and have struggled on the road 2-2, but they've been perfect at home, a perfect 3-0 record when they've been playing in Mitchell. Actually, they're, 3-1 at home, I beg your pardon. 2-1. Yeah, 3-1 at home in Mitchell. Their leading scorer coming into this weekend is Evelyn Morales, averaging 8.1 points per game. Now, I don't have their stats from last night's game, so this is going into their doubleheader this weekend between Gordon Rushville and Shattern. Again, Evelyn Morales with 8.1 points per game behind, actually, Brynlyn Chatbot with 9.2. Morales is right behind her with 8.1 points per game. This team shoots about 30% from the field, 19% from three, and is a 50-50 team from the charity stripe if they get to it tonight. This Shattern, and on the flip side of things, Shattern Cardinals coming in at 5-5 themselves. Coming off a loss versus Lakota Tech, 56-33, back on Thursday, got a 42-25 win over the Hot Springs Bison back on Tuesday. They're averaging around 40 points per game, 48.9. Well, actually, they'd be probably closer to 43 points per game at the moment. 49 points allowed per game the Cardinals are doing right now. Back on Thursday, Reese Ritterbush had 11 points. Jesse Alcorn had 5. Callie Hendrickson with 3. Sophie Watson had 2, which is a low for her in the past handful of games. Jove Grice had 1, and Tavea Saloon late in the game came in and made 4 free throws at the charity stripe. She went 4-for-4 late in the game for the Cardinals. And then back against Hot Springs, it was Sophie Watson who led the team in scoring. This Cardinal team's looking to get three wins before we head on the road for the rest of the month of January. We'll go ahead and take another break. When we come back, we'll give the Shattered Lock keys of the game. You're tuning in to Shattern High School Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Oh, welcome back to the Birdcage. Shattern Mitchell, girls, boys, doubleheader coming up next here on 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com. Let's take a look at your Shattern Lock keys of the game. Shattern Lock, your local dealer for locks, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. And the Shattern Cardinals, don't let this game get ahead of you. This is a team that's 5-5. They're pretty solid, but yet they have losses against teams that you've beaten so far. I mean, the one mutual opponent being Gordon Rushville. Mitchell lost to Gordon Rushville 35-24 last night. And when the Mustangs came to town, the Shattern Cardinals won that game by a 49-33 final tally. So this is a young Shattern Cardinal team still looking to get more experience as we roll ahead to what will be a long end of the month on the road. Can they get one? Can they focus on this game in a stretch where they very well could go 3-0 and get to 8-5 before we get to that road stretch where we'll play six straight games on the road to end the month of January and begin the month of February? We're halfway through this season. It's been a fun ride. We'll see what happens this afternoon at a perfect start time. It'll be about 3:36 Mountain Time. Boys game will follow us later on tonight. And hey, stay tuned to 610 AM KCSR. We have Denver Broncos tomorrow. They begin their playoff run at Buffalo. We'll begin pregame at 9 a.m. with kickoff from Orchard Park at about 11 a.m. here on 610 AM KCSR. Broncos Radio Network again will take over at a Bucks Bentley 9 a.m. Now my Shattern Lock keys to the game for the Mitchell Tigers. Can they bounce back from a tough loss? Losing to Gordon Rushville, that's not a pretty one for the Tigers. In fact, if you look through their stats this season, this is a streaky team. In their wins, they average 45.8 points per game. In their losses, they average 23.3 points per game while allowing 30 points per game in wins and 30 points per game in wins while allowing 44.2 points per game when they fall in their matchups. So far this season, Mitchell, they won their first two, went on the road in Wyoming and lost three straight. That was all Ed Burns, Wyoming. Then they won three straight, including defeating Hemingford on December the 19th, Morrill on December the 21st, and Wallace in the first round of the Perkins County Holiday Tournament. They fell to South Platte in the championship game of that tournament, and that was one of two straight losses. That includes last night's loss to the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. Shattern Cardinals and Mitchell Tigers very well could see each other, and based on how the standings look right now, very good chance that will happen when we get down to sub-district play later on this season. In fact, on February 17th is when sub-districts are going to start, and it looks like we'll be in Bridgeport, outside shot of Ogallala, since Sydney moved up to Class B this year. And for the Shattern Cardinals, again, it's been a back-and-forth season. Haven't lost two straight. Haven't won more than two straight. So an opportunity to get three straight wins, three straight much-needed wins before we go to Custer next Tuesday. The teams are lining up for the national anthem. We'll go ahead and take our final pregame break. When we come back, we'll give the Country Kitchen starting lineups and get this one going. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Arrow Building Center in Chatham is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chatham cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Welcome back to the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chadron Community Hospital, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. They're announcing the starting lineups for the Mitchell Tigers, and I got the lineups for the Chadron Cardinals, and we got a new entry into the Country Kitchen starting lineup tonight for the Chadron Cardinals. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Chadron. Let's go ahead and jump into the Mitchell Tigers. I turn on my flashlight with the pregame video playing. They're going to come out with number 3, Kate Piper, a freshman, averaging about 1 point per game, followed by number 22, Sophia Pitts, a sophomore, averaging 2.4 points per game. Number 31, Evelyn Morales, she's averaging 8.1 points per game. Number 32, Amy Morales, averaging 3.3 points per game. So you'll hear me go first names between those two this afternoon. And number 34, Caitlin Keener, who's averaging 2 points per game, a freshman on this lineup there. Head coach by Brooke Turk, assisted by Casey Kearns, Jessica Artini, Jamie Schaefer, and Mike Cano. This Mitchell team coming in at 5-5 on the season, not being shattered in their last 10 matches. And now the Country Kitchen starting lineups for the Chadron Cardinals. We'll get to our new entry last, but let's jump into the normal starters that have been every day for the Chadron Cardinals this season. They're going to come out with number 1, Gracie Calkins, a freshman, followed by number 2, Reese Redebush, a junior on this roster. Number 3, Sophie Watson, another junior for the Chadron Cardinals. Number 23, Jesse Alcorn, will be the number 4, the fourth starter in this lineup. She is another freshman on this team. And rounding out the starting lineup for the first time this year, she's worked her way back from an ACL injury, made her first appearance of the season against the Gearing Bulldogs, but now she has entered the starting lineup for the first time this season. Number 11, Callie Hendrickson, their coach, by Kelsey Scott, assisted by Kelsey Crock and Shana Golombisky. Really good to see Callie Hendrickson in the starting lineup. I know her parents sitting right in front of me this afternoon. I know they're excited to see her back. She's been playing as the sixth man for the Chadron Cardinals the past handful of games, but she has earned her way into the starting lineup tonight. Really good to see. You like to see it. This will conclude the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chadron Community Hospital, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. This tip-off is sponsored by State Farm Insurance. My good neighbor, Trey Strathod, and State Farm is there for you. And this first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Thank you for joining us here on the Saturday matinee battle between two Western Conference teams. Mitchell will be going right to left on your radio dial. Black uniforms with white stripes in red in an angle down the shorts. White tiger across the chest with blue orange trim. And white tiger across the chest with orange trim. Same with the numbers. Shattering going left or right in their home white uniforms. Black numbers, red trim with a black Shattering across the chest. Red trim along with that. And Shattering will turn over the ball in their first possession. Hendrickson fumbled the pass to the near side corner. Mitchell ball. Mitchell tries to break through Shattering's press. They turn it over. Izzy Alcorn picks it up at the left block. Turns around. Goes left to right. Kicks it over to Hendrickson on the near side. Entry pass in. Gets to Sophie Watson. She's fumbling it around. It gets ripped away by Amy Morales. Still no score. 30 seconds into this one. Shattering with that black stripe along the shorts. Going at an angle from top of the about the waistband down to the right. Or straight down, depending on how they're running. On the left side with it is Ritterbush. Entry pass into Watson at the left block. Gets fouled. Going up for the shot. And lays it in. Sophie Watson opens up the scoring with the shot from inside the Arrow Building Center paint. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. 2-0 Cardinals. As Watson, who Thursday's game was a little bit of a drawback from what she's been on recently, but has been really tearing things up as of late. Makes the and one free throw. 3-0 Cardinals. They're going to come out with a full court. It's more of a swinging gate type. They're just trying to cut off the entry pass. The pass to the middle. Mitchell able to break it easily with the Sophia Pitts lay-in from the right side. 3-2 Cardinals. Shattering breaks the press easily. Gets to Ritterbush to the right block. Floater missed it. Watson goes and rips the rebound away, but turns it over looking for Hendrickson on the far right corner from my view. Here comes Mitchell in transition. Evelyn Morales brings it across the timeline, kicks it over to the right side. That is Piper. And she turns it over. Alcorn with the steal. Pass to Hendrickson on the left block. Lays it up and in and good. Hendrickson's been putting in some good minutes since she returned from her injury. Gets two early ones for the Cardinals. And she gets the steal at the half court line. Hawkins at the left wing swings it up top to Watson. Will take the deep two, drains it. And a timeout is going to be taken by Brooke Turek and the Mitchell Tigers. A 30-second timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design at top-notch embroidery, including hats, lettermen's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take one with them. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball. You're on 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
.605 to go here in the Nebraska Bank first quarter. 7-2, Shattern leads the Mitchell Tigers. Chase Thompson here with you. High above the birdcage. Shattern Mitchell begins a girls-boys doubleheader. Mitchell barely breaks the press with an extra second to spare. Over in the far side corner with it is Evelyn Morales. Skips inside, flings it up. Might have been a pass, might have been deflected. It's Ritterbush with it, and she gets... No, I thought she was going to get reached in on, but it's travel on Ritterbush. She planted her feet in... Tried to swoop through, but traveled with it first. It'll be Mitchell ball. Going right to left. Wearing their roadblock uniforms, white numbers, orange trim, extra pass, near short, side short corner shot missed by Sophia Pitts. Shattern turns around, goes in transition. Ritterbush has it at the left, right wing, skips it over the far side. Hendrickson, who already has two, misses that one short. Loose ball underneath the basket, and Kaylin Keener is trying to recover the rebound. Pushed down the ball and it hit on the baseline, so it'll be Shattering ball with a fresh 35. 5:31 to go in this first quarter, 7-2. Cockins bails it out to the far side corner. Hendrickson drives middle, kicks up to Cockins. Three ball, it looks good, it's good. Gracie Cockins for three, makes it 10-2 Shattering. Now, we will not be seeing Addison Morrison tonight. She did suffer an injury in the JV game. So it looks like we'll have Brooklyn Hoffman as the first sub as Kate Piper drives the right block, makes the floater. 10-4.
Alcorn, extra pass to Calkins. Gets the right block. Good. Help side defense by Keener. Reese Ritterbush pushes up the shot. She missed it. Gets her own rebound. Calkins with the deep two. Two steps right at the top of the key and drains it. She's up to five. Makes it 12-4 Shatterin. Shatterin is running a 1-2-2 full court press. Their goal is to trap the midcourt line or force a travel. I beg your pardon. That's J.C. Terman checking in for the Garden with Sophie Watson. Will go to the bench. 12-4, Shatterin with the lead. Mitchell will bring in their first sub here in a moment as well. Calkins brings it to the top. She gets trapped. Pass over to Terman. Left wing. Ritterbush inside the paint. Extra pass out to Calkins. Uses the head fake. Drives to the right block. Near side short corner now. Loses control of it. Has bailed out to Hendrickson at the right short block. Calkins gets left open for the three ball on the right wing. Missed it. A lot of contact underneath. Rebound is corralled by Amy Morales. And Shadden's going to force her to bring in the toss. Timeline. And she carries with it and commits a double dribble as Ellie Patel will check in for the Tigers. 12-4 Shatterin. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ritterbush misses the right free throw line floater. Picked up on the rebound by Mitchell. They're getting to the half court line. Trap coming. They barely get across. Loose ball. It's Calkins with a recovery. It was tipped by one of the Mitchell players. She skips it to left block to Alcorn. She fumbles the recovery. Ritterbush three ball. That's short. Terman chases after, crashes the boards, misses the layup. Ball goes out of play off Mitchell on the rebound as we see Sophie Watson check back in. For Ritterbush, Watson with 4 points so far in this game. Calkins with five, Hendrickson with two, Kate Piper and Sophia Pitts with two each for the Tigers. Entry pass from Terman from the right wing to Ritterbush and Watson, I beg your pardon. And a tie-up is called. Watson took a pretty heavy spill. She's taking a lot of contact this year. Joe Grice is going to come in for Jesse Alcorn. Grice coming in a little bit earlier than she has throughout the season. Gets some early minutes tonight. And Hendrickson tries to pick off the entry pass. Sends it right back into the padding. Morales was the intended wide receiver. Nixon jumped the route, threw it into the padding. Mitchell's ball still. They got a fresh 10 to get across the timeline. Keener at the timeline will throw it to the left side. Piper is able to get across cleanly. She has it. The far side corner to the line left. Uses her dribble, regains it. Now with it is Patel. Drives to the free throw line, across the top of the key, skips it near side. Thinking about taking a three, Evan Morales, 9 on the shot clock. Pass outside, picked off by Calkins. She'll turn around, dribble with the right hand across the timeline, behind the back to the left hand, gets inside Terman, left wing three ball, it looks on, but it's short. Sophie Watson got a piece of it on the rebound. It's Mitchell ball. Mitchell across the timeline. Piper was able to bring it across cleanly. Patel has it, crosses over, goes left, stops, travels with it first. It'll be Shatterin ball, 12-4 with 2:42 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Brooke Turk's going to send a couple new players out there. Number 22, that's Sophia Pitts. And number 10, which is Reese Sauer. 2:40 to go in this first period. It's a 1-2-2 zone. Kodotek ran this against Shatterin too. Pretty good success. Calkins has it. Top of the key, thought about taking three, dribbles right, throws it up in the air to the left side. Terman fighting along with Autumn Edwards for it. Here comes Ritterbush back into the game. She'll come in for Hendrickson. Calkins with it, 15 on the shot clock. Now left side, left wing is Terman. Calkins gets it back top of the key. Grice cuts through, waiting for Ritterbush to get on the near side corner. She gets it, uses the head fake, opens it up to Calkins. Three ball, that's way left, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Mitchell ball with a fresh 35, 2:08 to go in this first quarter. 12-4 Shatterin. Mitchell was shut out last night against Gordon Rushville in the first quarter. Gordon Rushville was shut out against Mitchell in the first quarter last night in the game down in Mitchell. They have four so far in this one. The near side is Piper. She swings it up top to Evelyn Morales. Being guarded man-to-man by J.C. Terman. 15 on the shot clock. Bits. She steps right top of the key. Stars her dribble. Takes one dribble. Hand off to Edwards with 8 on the shot clock. Mitchell doesn't realize it. Now I'm here in the count. Piper on the right side drives baseline. Swings it. They have to get off a shot. They do, but it gets blocked by Riddabush and forces a shot clock violation. Chattering ball as Jesse Alcorn checks back in along with Morgan Patel for the first time tonight. Mitchell's going to come out in a full court trapping press similar to what Chattering has been running, and a foul called right away by the official. I believe that's Zach Smith. Tom Pieper. Her first, team second. And on the inbounds, Patel, Morgan Patel strips it away from Hawkins. So it'll be a Coffin corner. Last time we see on inbound like this, Shatter just flung it up in the air. Hawkins gets it in to Alcorn. Gets trapped, will cross over, throw it up in the air towards Riddabush and just out of the reach of Riddabush and goes across the baseline. About where the S is if you look at the Cardinals going left to right along the baseline. So it'll be Mitchell Ball with minute 18 to go in this first quarter. Still 12-4, and neither side has scored in the past 2.5 minutes. Alcorn run the top of this press right now, creating a lot of problems. Mitchell just gets it across. Kelsey Scott wants the 10-second backcourt call. It's a little bit like the NFL situation where the official gives him an extra half tick. And they see the play clock expire. And a 5-second closely guarded call against Mitchell. The Mitchell Tigers, this is one of two straight games up here in Dawes County. They'll go to Crawford on Tuesday. Riddabush gets it, throws it inside to Watson. Players get tangled up underneath, but the ball goes across the baseline off of Watson, so it'll be Mitchell Ball. 48.7 to go in this first quarter, still 12-4. On a 2.5-minute scoring drought for both sides. Mitchell turns it over to Hawkins, right at the midcourt line, picks it up, runs to the left wing, pushes it over the right wing. Riddabush extra pass to Alcorn on the near side, and Watson takes a spill inside the black painted area, and a foul is called on Mitchell. It's on Edwards, her first, team's third. Shot clock turned off with 34 seconds to go in the quarter. Alcorn with the little slip screen on the inbound, missed the shot. Hawkins put back is good. That's a career high in a quarter for Hawkins. 7 points. Ends a 2.5-minute scoring drought for both sides. 14-4. And missing the deep two is Piper. Who's out of play off one of the Tiger players. So it'll be Shatter and Ball. 19.2 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Shatter with no team fouls so far. Pass that was picked off. Piper turns around the free throw line. Bricks the J. Hawkins runs back across the baseline, throws it back in, trying to throw it off a Mitchell player, but she throws it off of Jesse Alcorn. And the look on her face and the look on her dad's face, man, they're both laughing this one out. 10 on the game clock in the quarter. Mitchell gets it in, trapping the far side corner. Piper drives to the free throw line, turns around. She's here in the count, gets it, flings it up in the air. At the buzzer, no good. They didn't have a chance, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Shattering 14. Mitchell 4. Gracie Hawkins with half the Cardinal points in the first quarter. Sophie Watson with 4, and Callie Hendrickson with 2. That'll do it for the Nebraska Bank first quarter. Sophie Watson actually had 3 in that first quarter, I beg your pardon. That'll do it for the Nebraska Bank first quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second quarter coming up next here on KCSR.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game or the music concert or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chatham where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583. So we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
The Chadron Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers again the second quarter, which is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. Hawkins with it, left wing. Shadron wearing their home light uniforms, black numbers, red trim. Ritterbush fires a three. That was blocked by Amy Morales. Rebounded by Mitchell. Mitchell turns around, goes the length of court, right to left. Stopping and popping from the right side top of the key was Evelyn Morales. She missed it, rebounded to J.C. Terman. So ended off over to Hawkins. Dizzy Alcorn, Sophie Watson, Reese Ritterbush, J.C. Terman, and J.C. Hawkins out there for the Cardinals. Hawkins tried to drive behind her back, lost control of it. Stepping with it is Amy Morales, and she took an extra step. That'll be Chadron ball. Mitchell in their road, black uniforms, white numbers, orange trim around the numbers, and the Tigers across the chest. West side with it is Hendrickson, deep short corner jumper, missed it long, fight for the rebound, Terman knocked it out of play. I thought she threw it off of Evelyn Morales for a moment, but it'll be Mitchell ball. Kate Piper hands it off to Kaylin Keener, and she nearly gets it stolen away. Pass is deflected, Hendrickson chases after it, gets it. Throws it to Watson at the left block. She goes up in the air, draws the foul, and we go in line for a pair of free throws. That's her second, team's first of the quarter. Chadron leading 14-4. At the free throw line goes Sophie Watson. She has five so far to the game. That's where I was off with my point count. Make it six. So far, she's having the type of game that she needed. Studio 308, Dean Nitch and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Watson splits the pair. 15-4, Chadron with 6:50 to go in this Farm Bureau agent, Brian Liniger, second quarter. Peeper. Fake dribble handoff to Morales. Got it to her anyways. She's right at the left side of the logo, going from my right to left view. And driving into some traffic. And getting tied up is Morales. Callie Hendrickson in there on the tie-up. On the shot clock. Entry pass comes into Morales. Turns around, draws the foul on Reese Ritterbush and earns herself a trip to the free throw line for a pair. That's her first, the first team foul of the entire game for the Chadron Cardinals. Now Morales goes to the free throw line for two. Pretty good free throw shooter, 67%. Drains the first. Second free throw up here as well. She gets her first 2 points of the game off a pair of free throws and a foul. Turns around and picks up the foul right there. Her first, team second. Hendrickson gets the inbound, throws it to Terman. Terman, extra pass to Ritterbush. Ritterbush has the lane, goes to the left block, and throws up a wedgie. First wedgie of the season. Yes, I do have a counter for that in my stack book. And that's our first of the season. The officials are going to need to get an extra basketball. That thing is lodged in. Second time doesn't work. Is number three going to be the... No! No! We're going to have to try a fourth. And we don't have, I don't think we have any dunkers in here. Well, we have Zach Elkhorn watching the game, but the four times the charm, and the ball is going to be back in play.
15-6, 6:24 to go in the quarter. So it'll be Calkins who inbounds. It ends up being a tied jump ball. Chosen now for an extra pass. Calkins near side three ball. Hits off the front of the rim. Good box out there by Keener. Gives the ball to Mitchell. 15-6 Shattering. Had a steam. Pieper drives the right short block. Brings it back out a couple steps. In the corner, is in the right block is Keener. She missed the shot. Rebounded by Watson. She puts a smile on her face. Throws it up the floor. Ritterbush corrals it. These girls are enjoying what they're doing right now. Smiles across the board. Calkins with it. Kicks over the corner. Hendrickson, three ball. Off the back rim. Rebounded by Keener. Ball still loose and a foul. Oh, travel is going to be called against Shattering. Based on the way Sophie Watson is going toward the floor. I believe that there had been a foul called, but no, they're going to call a travel on Shattering. So it's Mitchell Ball, 5:40 to go in this Farm Bureau agent, Brian Lindegar's second quarter. Keener gets it across the timeline, throws it over the near side. Morgan Patel gets it back to Pieper at the right side. She's got telling her team to be a little soft on the cycle. She expects a couple of passes coming from Mitchell. They do get it to Sophia Pitts. Now a dribble handoff to Patel and a travel called by the near side official to be Shattering Ball. And Reese Sauer will check back in for the Tigers. As we've crossed the top of the hour here on 6:10 a.m. KCSR, ShatteringRadio.com, Shattering Nebraska. Chase Thompson here with you. Shattering Mitchell Girls Boys doubleheader. Begin the first of three straight home games. Ritterbush, three ball, near side corner, got it. Reese Ritterbush gets on the board for the first time today, makes it 18-6, Shattering. All three wins last year for the Cardinals, and the three times that they played between regular season, Western Conference, and sub-districts were 20-point decisions by the Cardinals or more. Pieper has the top of the key, screen coming from Patel, and then a moving screen is going to be called on Patel. That's her first, I believe. That is her first. That's the team's third of the quarter. As J.C. Terman checks in for Sophie Watson. It'll be Jesse Alcorn to inbound it. She's joined out there by Gracie Calkins. Callie Hendrickson, J.C. Terman, and Reese Ritterbush, and a travel is called on Calkins. She tried to drive it back to create some more space to break through the press, but she took an extra step. No, she was trying to do it. So it'll be Mitchell Ball. 4:41 to go. She can still, Patel can still inbound it. She lost the handle of it when she caught it from the official. Got it into Pieper, who missed the right block jumper. Backside rebound by Pitts. Hands it off to Pieper, who drives inside. Left side short jumper. Rattles the 10. Alcorn fights for the rebound and gets it. Turns around. Out of steam. Crosses over the hands. Now to the right hand. Gets the right block. Get up in the air. Missed the shot. And Hendrickson's trying to tie someone up, but I believe she's going to be popped for a foul instead. That is her first. Oh, they called that on Terman, apparently. Sorry, I'm calling it based on what I'm seeing. Ritterbush steals the inbound pass. Terman skips to the near side. Hendrickson gets walled off. At the baseline, Alcorn now from the outside passes it to Calkins at the right wing, drives across top of the key. Ritterbush, three ball. She's already made one, nearly made the second. Terman gets a hand on it, tips it long. Alcorn throws it off the foot of Amy Morales, but no, they're going to say it's off Alcorn. And Sophie Watson is going to check back in. She wipes her feet on the sticky board. Just to the left of the scores table from my view, had been to the from the right to with Shattern's bench. Mitchell gets it in, driving to the left short block. It's Pieper. Good cut by Amy Morales, but she wasn't seen. Pieper tries to turn around, fire the shot, missed it. Way short. Ritterbush catches it. Goes down the left side of the court, picks up her dribble, finds Terman top of the key. A couple steps more in, she could fire the three, but it's Ritterbush who takes it and drains it. Reese Ritterbush, who hit one of the two threes for the Cardinals in their defeat to Lakota Tech back on Thursday, has two already. makes it 21-6 Cardinals, a 15-point lead for Shatterin. We have 3.5 to go in the first half. Drive to the right side by Amy Morales, who's looking for Pitts on the opposite side of the baseline. It got deflected out of play. That'll be Shatterin. Mitchell Ball, I beg your pardon, as Ellie Patel checks in. Hey, coming up on Shatter Insurance, insurance to fit your needs, halftime report. We'll recap this first one. We're actually going to do a live halftime report for our second segment as well. That's coming up on the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. Get a look at some scores around the country. Rebound, Ellie Patel near side, missed it long. Sophie Watson went after the rebound and caught it on baseline. The smiles and the vibes that this Shatter team is showing right now is very, very good. Tree pass goes into Keener, flings it up in the air. Caught by J.C. Terman inside the paint. She turns around, goes across, nearly carries with it. Calkins, right wing. It's a bird dribble, being hounded by Ellie Patel. Around the horn goes the Cardinals. Callie Hendrickson, three ball, strong. Hits off the back 10. Rebounded by Mitchell. 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. 21-6 is still our score. Mitchell with only 2 points in this quarter. Shattered with 7. Driving the free throw line is Amy Morales. She gets reached in on, going up for the shot. That one is on Hendrickson. That's her first, team's third. And we're going to have sub coming in for Mitchell. We're going to let the sub come in, even though it should be a pair of free throws coming up. No, they're going to say it's on the floor. Okay. While they're figuring it out, Shattern Chiropractic, we've only got one spine. Take care of it. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care in downtown Shattern. Now it's Sauer on the point, top of the key. Joining her out there is Autumn Edwards, Amy Morales, Ellie Patel, and Kaylin Keener. Pass to Ellie Patel, drives to the left side, swings it to Keener, right elbow jumper, hits soft off the back rim. Mitchell fights for the rebound. J.C. Terman, who showed some determination on Thursday, not backing down, didn't back down there, forced the tie up, but it'll be Mitchell Ball. Shot clock stays at 33. We got 2:21 to go in the quarter. The Alcorn's coming in on the next whistle. Ritterbush picks off, pass going the outside, hands it off to Hendrickson. Calkins brings it across timeline left side, gets it back. Three ball, Calkins in lock, got it! Gracie Calkins with her second made three of the game. She's up to double figures, and a timeout is taken. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take one with them. We'll be back here on KCSR.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger, in Shadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Full timeout taken by Mitchell. We got 2:07 to go in this first half, 24-6. Shattern Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers. As again, as we cross the top of the hour here on Stereo 610 AM, KCSR and ShatternRadio.com. Chase Thompson here with you. Cardinals have been dominant so far, outscoring the Tigers now 10-2 in this second quarter. Fire and Ice Mechanical, Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shatter, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in to know about a Ream unit today, 308-432-6722. Mitchell with the ball going right to left on your radio dial, brings across the timeline, Amy Morales. Shatter is going straight up man-to-man full court press right there, nothing trapping-wise, and Mitchell's sprinting across the timeline to avoid a trap coming. On the far side corner with it is Sauer. She moves to the top, pass to Morales. About halfway between the wing and the top of the key. Bounce passes it to the left elbow. Autumn Edwards brings it back out beyond the three-point line. Throws it over the right side. Ellie Patel gets a screen from Edwards. Five on the shot clock. Floater bounces off the rim. Rattles the tin. Loose ball. Terman gets it, and she steps on the baseline. No, I believe they're going to call a push on Mitchell. on Amy Morales, her first. Team's third. Mitchell's going to come out of full court press. We're going to see a couple of subs. Evelyn Morales checks in. A couple other players did as well. Morgan Patel checks in, so we're going to go easily with first names between Morgan and Ellie. Alcorn. Now Calkins throws up in the air. Terman catches it. Here comes a trap from Mitchell. Terman's got to get rid of it, but she steps on the sideline instead. That view from me is a little tough. Just how these stands are here at the Birdcage. They're pretty vertical. I like it. It gives me a good view. Based on where my computer is that I use to run the commercials, it's a little tricky to see sometimes. Zach Smith will call a foul on the far side. It's on Terman, her second. Team's fourth. Team didn't have any fouls in the first quarter. They picked up four in the second. She'll take a sit on the bench. Ritterbush checks in. It's actually all the starters out there for the Cardinals right now. She barely gets it in. Ritterbush takes a spill. Hendrickson gets it on the loose ball. Has to bounce it to Ritterbush. Looks up, finds Alcorn across the timeline. She's dribbling with the right hand. Swings it to Hendrickson. Head of steam. One-handed pass down to Watson underneath the basket. Gets her shot blocked. Loose ball. Goes out of bounds off of Mitchell. So it'll be shattering balls. We have 1 minute to go. In this first half, 24-6. Shattering. Scoring Mitchell by a 10-2 margin. In this second quarter, good screen to get it to Watson at the left block. Throws it up in the air. Wasn't looking at the basket when she did that. Rebounded by Mitchell. Here it comes. Morgan Patel. Stop. Step through move. Lay and miss. Rebounded by Alcorn. He just jumps in the air, but it got tipped to Ritterbush. She'll run across the left side, across where the volleyball sanction sits. When they're playing, Calkins thought about taking an NBA range three. Now Alcorn will pop one. Looking for her third main three of the season. Missed it. Rebounded to the Tigers. 3 second difference. Now about second half difference between shot and game clock. Yeah, it's about a second and a half right now. 2.5 seconds. Entry pass looking for Braylon Chabot, who's in for the first time this afternoon. Shot missed from the near side corner by Evan Morales. Ritterbush goes toward the basket. Gets fouled going up for the shot. And be going for eight to the line for a pair of free throws. Was on Ellie Patel, her first, team's fifth. It'd have been free throws either way. Now Ritterbush will go to the free throw line. She has 6 points so far, two made threes, make it seven. Coming up here on the Shatter Insurance to fit your needs halftime report. We'll recap this first half. We'll get a look at some scores across the region. That's coming up on the Shatter Insurance halftime show. Ritterbush goes 2-for-2 from the line, 26-6. Good screen, floater taken by Mitchell. Shot missed. Hendrickson with a rebound, 5 on the clock. Calkins looks up. She throws it to Hendrickson. Hendrickson takes 2 steps, throws it to Ritterbush, and that'll do it. For the first half, 26-6, the Shattern Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers. Shattern with 12 in that second quarter. Mitchell with 2, and the Cardinals extend the lead at the 20 at the halftime break. The second quarter was sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Lineger. When protecting your family, when it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Lineger. We'll go ahead and take a break. Shatter Insurance Halftime Show coming up next.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron. Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4484.
The Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ChadronInsurance.com.
Welcome to the Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. 26-6. Here at the halftime break, the Chadron Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers. Chadron opened up the game with a 14-4 run in the first quarter, extended that, and actually went on a 12-2 run in the second quarter to get our score to 26-6. Gracie Calkins leads all scorers with 10 points, hit two threes in that first half. Reese Ritterbush with 8 points all in the second quarter. She has two threes as well. Sophie Watson with 6 for the Cardinals, and Callie Hendrickson with 2. Chadron sitting at 4-for-5 from the free throw line, hit two threes as well. First quarter was very clean for the Chadron Cardinals. No fouls committed. Second quarter, they did have 4 fouls in the quarter. Didn't allow Mitchell, only allowed Mitchell to get the free throw line once, and they went 2-for-2. Lean score for the Tigers. They have 3 players all with 2 points, actually. Sophia Pitts with the field goal. Kate Pieper with a field goal as well. And Evelyn Morales with 2 free throws. She went 2-for-2 from the line in Mitchell's only opportunity at the charity stripe in the first half. We also had our first wedgie of the season between both teams, both girls and boys teams. We've played now, 19 games, and it took till our 20th game to see our first wedgie of the season. That is rare territory right there. We're live here on the Chadron Insurance, Insurance to Fit Your Needs halftime report. We'll come back and get a look at some scores around the region and nationally. You're tuning in to Chadron Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ChadronRadio.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, want you to do yourself a favor and give Chadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
Hello, welcome back to the Chadron Insurance, Insurance to Fit Your Needs halftime report. Chase Thompson here with you. Let's take a look at some scores around the region. First thing I want to mention, though, is over the past 2 days, the Chadron Cardinals wrestling teams have been up at the Douglas Wyoming Shane Chateau Wrestling Tournament. And congratulations to Quinn Bailey, who picked up a win in the finals over Thunder Basin. Zane Colors wrestled for third and a handful of others wrestling for other places in one of the biggest tournaments in the Midwest. Again, congrats to Quinn Bailey, who picked up a title up there over Thunder Basin. Quinn Bailey continues to put on a show. He did versus football. In fact, it was the Mitchell game when I really learned that that Chadron Cardinal football team was for real. It was against Mitchell where I knew right then it was because the Quinn Bailey show. Congrats to Quinn Bailey. Can't wait to call him at State Wrestling when we get to Omaha here in a month and a half. Yeah, let's take a look at some scores across the region. First thing I want to mention is the NFL. And look at the NFL right now. In the second quarter, the Houston Texans lead the, I want to say San Diego, but the Los Angeles Chargers by a 10-6 score. That's late in the second quarter, and if my app works right, maybe I can see it's halftime, actually, in Houston. Houston, last eight times they made the playoffs, they played it in the 4:30 Eastern time. Guess what time they played today? 4:30 Eastern. Later on tonight, the Pittsburgh Steelers will take on the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow to wrap up the AFC wildcard round. The Denver Broncos will play at the Buffalo Bills. We'll have that game here on 610 KCSR and ChatterRadio.com. Let's jump into some high school scores for you as I pull up the UNE score feed app. I know Alliance is playing Bridgeport today and some other games going on across the state of Nebraska. Shattern playing one of the earlier games of the day. I know, let's go take a look at Class B girls, where I know that the Sydney Red Raiders upset Class C1 number 7th ranked team Arlington 53-39 at the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase in Kearney, Nebraska at Kearney High School. It took place. Bennington took down Gearing 71-37. Scottsbluff lost Crete 60-52 and ended up being a sweep for Gearing this afternoon versus Scottsbluff. Look, Grass C1 right now. No scores that are worth mentioning at the moment. A lot of games going on later tonight. As I run through this, any score feed app, one score I do want to mention from back where I used to work, Cross County defeated Heartland 64-19. A lot of games starting later on in the night. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com. Shattern Insurance Halftime Show. Shattern Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. We'll go ahead and take another break. Second half coming up next here on KCSR.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shattern has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shattern. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Welcome back to the Birdcage. Second half coming up next here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com. 26-6, the Shattern Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers. I did see a score update, though, from Alliance. Bridgeport leads Alliance 23-15.5. Alliance really competitive against the Bridgeport Bulldogs, who ended a 63-game losing streak. Last week against Ogallala when they fell by 10. That was at Bridgeport. Bridgeport did beat them in a thriller to round out the George Watson Shattern Rotary Holiday Classic here in Shattern, and Ogallala turned around and got them. So it's Shattern with the ball going right to left on your radio dial. They're going to go with all the starters. Reese Redovich drives left, misses the floater. Picked up on the backside by Kaylin Keener. Also out there for Shattern is Callie Hendrickson, Gracie Calkins, Sophie Watson, and Jesse Alcorn. Mitchell going left to right on your radio dial, wearing their red-black uniforms with white numbers, orange trim across around the numbers, and the Tigers cross chest. Really turns it over. Jesse Alcorn knocked it into the bench. So it'll stay with Mitchell. Out there for the Tigers is Sophia Pitts, who inbounds it, looking for Kate Pieper. Amy Morales, Evelyn Morales, Kaylin Keener out there as well. So happy to have you here with us. Callie Hendrickson was trying to guard the inbound. It bops off her head. Kelsey Scott laughing. She sits in the first seat between the
toward the half-court line for the Shattern Cardinals to the left of me. Had a lot of laughing moments this afternoon. Keeper pushes it to the near side. Morales looks up, four on the shot clock, steps into three. Calkins with the closeout. That clips off the rim. Calkins picks it up, turns around. Runs down the court, stops the right wing, goes to the right block, throws it to Henderson, top of the key. Extra pass to Ritterbush, three ball to lefty. That missed wide left. Watson with the offensive rebound, goes right back up with it and gets fouled. It'll be going line for a pair. Foul is on number 22, Sophia Pitts, her first team foul of the quarter. Watson rouses the first one off the front of the rim. Doesn't get the shooter's roll as two subs come in for the Tigers. Number 20, who I don't have written on my score sheet. I'll get it for you here in a moment. And it looked like Sauer checked in as well. Number 20 is Taven Taylor. First free throw for Watson. Misses. Second one goes down. Makes it 27-6. And it's getting trapped as Morales. She drives out of it. Kicks it to Pieper, who turns it over. Henderson throws it to Alcorn. Gets the right block. Lay-in is good off the right side. As Alcorn gets inside the Arrow Building Center paint. And you're looking for the right paint for your project. Think Arrow Building Center. 29-6. Mitchell clears the timeline. Eeper throws it to the right side. Finn Trapp travels with it first. It is Keener. She missed the shot anyways. And a whistle. Mitchell players tying her shoe right now. To 29-6. Shattern leads. Alcorn's entry pass got deflected into the bench by Peeper. So Mitchell will re-inbound. His third quarter, by the way, sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Manhandle. Henderson splits across the timeline, runs to the right wing. He has a lane toward the basket, stops. Tries to get it to Watson inside the paint, but goes over her head, picked off by Taylor. Mitchell running left to right, brings across the logo right to the strong arm, the right arm for the Shattern logo, and a three's missed from there by Evelyn Morales. Calkins dribbles around the back, gets inside the paint, kicks it over to Alcorn. Alcorn thought about taking the three, took an extra step, though, got a little ahead of herself and traveled with it. Scooter's Coffee, their buttery smooth signature caramel flavor is now sugar-free, combined with their world class espresso for an unbelievably delicious, rich flavor. Try it your way, iced, hot iced, or blended, which is how I get it. Trust us, and trust me, I love this drink. One sip, and you'll be smiling. Keener has it inside the paint, turns around, flings it over the head of Ritterbush. She gets on the board for the first time in this contest. 29-8, Shannon easily breaks the press. Ritterbush, left side, the strong hand from Ritterbush, allows her to lay it in. She's now up to 10, two players in double figures for the Cardinals. She joins Calkins. A lot of contact in front of me. Alcorn nicks the ball as it goes out of play. As Morgan Patel checks in. Is our tally. And the entry pass gets deflected there. Look for Taylor. Alcorn jumped it, tipped it up in the air, reaches in, deflects it, and a timeout's going to be taken by Brooke Turk. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It, top-notch of rubber, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Well, go ahead and join them. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on 6 a.m. KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Shadron.
.5:21 to go in this third quarter, 31-8. Shattern Cardinals lead. The Mitchell Tigers Shattern on a 5-2 run to begin this second quarter. In fact, since the end of the first quarter, on a 17-4 run. Mitchell inbounds it, going left to right. With it crossing over is Evelyn Morales. She gets the right elbow, hands it off to Morgan Patel up top with it. Using the hesitation move is Ellie Patel. Kicks to the left side. Keener, 5 on the shot clock. She doesn't see it. She's looking for a back cut from Evelyn Morales. She gets it, lays it in off the right side. She's up to 4. Mitchell with 4 points in the quarter, tying their game high for points in the quarter. Terman drives the right block, missed the shot, rebounded by Evelyn Morales. She turns around, crosses over, continues to cross over. She gets across the C on the middle of the logo. And an illegal screen is going to be called on Morgan Patel. American Legion, the post-home American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. Sherman in trouble, barely gets it in time. Watson, extra pass to Calkins. She has Rodovich to the right side. Calkins will take it herself, earns a trip to the free throw line in the process. She got fouled going up for the shot. I believe by Morgan Patel, yeah. That's her third. Team's third of the quarter. Joe Peters Roofing. You're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. I believe Calkins missed the first. Yeah, she did. And Amy Morales checks in for the Cardinals. Calkins missed the first. They're going to go 1-for-2. Missed it. Watson with the rebound. Kicks it out to Calkins. Calkins could have popped the 3, but she'll push it over to Hendrickson at the right wing. Hendrickson in her first start this season. Has 2 points. Drives the right block. Except for dribble. Bounces it to Terman. Took 2 bounces. Terman lost her balance. Regained it. Watson, right side short block jumper. Missed. Rebounded by Keener at the right block. Mitchell turns around. Shattern falls to the full court press. Mitchell gets it across the timeline. Reaper has it the right wing going up against Calkins. Man-to-man defense for the Cardinals. Amy Morales thought about taking the short jumper. We'll bring it back out beyond the arc. 4 minutes to go in the quarter, 31-10. Piper drives right past Calkins. Fans on the layup. Tie-up on the rebound. It'll be Cardinal ball as Jesse Alcorn checks back in for the Cardinals. It'll be Sophie Watson who takes a break. Justin Scott's only used 7 players so far tonight. We're at the part of the season, though, where you see rotations start tightening up a little bit. Shattern team has been learning who they are all season. Part of that is messing with the rotations a little bit. As Hendrickson has it the right block, stops, misses a shot way short. Plank off the right side backboard. Ends up in the hands of Mitchell. Here comes Ellie Patel. Thought about getting ahead of steam, but decides to push it off to her sister, Morgan. Loose ball underneath the basket, goes out of play off Shattern. So Morgan Patel will inbound it right between the N and the A on the Cardinals. That goes left to right from my viewpoint along the baseline. Gets it into Keener, loses it, and it goes out of play off of Shattern. Shot was blocked because with that call. So now Patel will throw it in on the R of Cardinals, and Keener drains the jumper. 31-12. Calkins swings up to Terman, gets the right side lip, missed it, tipped it out to Calkins, thought about taking 3, goes to the right wing. Alcorn, top of the key, head fake, drives past Keener, and there's going to be a foul on the floor. It's on Keener, her second, team's fourth. So it'll be a pair of free throws coming up next for the Cardinals. Well, next foul. Evelyn Morales and Taven Taylor check in for Mitchell. And number 24, which is Jolie Shuri. Terman gets her shot blocked by Taylor. Goes out of playoff tournament. Shattern now in a full court press. They're going to be trying to trap everything. It's not even just the sides. Here comes the trap. Hendrickson pokes it away from Morales. Now they're going to say it's off Morales. So it'll be Shatterham ball, 3:02 to go, and timeout is going to be taken by Kelsey Scott. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design at Top Notch Embroidery, including hats, Letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take a 30-second break with them. You're tuning in to Shatterham Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 690 AM KCSR and ShatterhamRadio.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a ballerina. They can stand on their tippy toes with fancy tutus and twirl around like magical princesses.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a serious defect of the immune system. Early testing gives children a chance to dream.
I can't wait to grow up, because then I will leap for the stars.
Jeffrey Modell Foundation, helping children reach for their dreams. Visit info4pi.org.
Two to go in this third quarter, which is sponsored by Kreitz and Chamber Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. 31-12, the Shattern Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers. Kelsey Scott just called a timeout, full timeout. That was purely to design a play. As Brooke Turk is taking her time getting her team out of the huddle. T-Salon and Boutique, book your next hair appointment online with T-Salon online or Squarespace, or call 308-430-3686 and make sure to stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Hendrickson gets to the left wing, tried to throw it to Alcorn with the cross-court pass, but it's picked off by Evelyn Morales. Blake Kelsey Sky reacted, it may have been more just to get a break. And an illegal screen, that's number 4 for illegal screens on Mitchell in this game. That is the 15th foul, but since it's an offensive foul, there won't be free throws upcoming. 31-12. We saw this stalemate happen in the first quarter as well. Team just could not buy a bucket. Shatterham broke it after about 2.5 minutes. Cockins at the top of the key, pushes it to Terman right wing. Waits for Cockins to cut through. Terman's all by herself. One-on-one against Taylor. Swings over the corner. Three ball. Cockins way short. Ritter was tried to chase after the rebound. Mitchell turns, swings up court. Alcorn trying to meet Piper at the rim. She does, but fouls her going up for the shot. Piper would go in line for a pair. Her first. Team's first. Now Piper will go to line for a pair. KCSR's coverage of Shatterham High School Sports is sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Shatterham Federal Credit Union, New York Life Noel Vulcan, Arrow Building Center, Home Haven, and Big Bats Conoco. Peeper made the first. Second free throw rattles the 10 and down. She goes 2 for 2 from the line. Mitchell's perfect so far, 4 for 4. Shannon with the ball, up 31-14. Nixon has it at the right wing. Gets a screen. So Jove Grice and Sophie Watson are about to check in for the Cardinals. Alcorn underneath the basket, bounces it to Hendrickson at the left block. Dribble handoff to Alcorn. Ritterbush flash toward the paint. Alcorn with the floater inside the paint, missed it. Loose ball. Shot clock resets. It's Hendrickson, picks it up. Terman will fire the three. Addles the 10, no good. Alcorn, though, pulls in the rebound. Gets it poked away from her and goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Shatterham as Sophie Watson, Jove Grice check in for the Cardinals. Kaylin Keener checks in for the Tigers. Alcorn and Ritterbush will go to the bench for the Cardinals along with Jolie Shrewery. So Hendrickson will inbound it from the Coffin corner, gets it into Grice. Pushes it back to Calkins now. Hendrickson left wing gets the screen, drives across the free throw line, dribble handoff to Grice. Grice did have a point against Lakota Tech from a free throw. Oh, good. Pick and roll by Grice. Lay in, fanned on it, though strong. Like the play, though. Love the play. Mitchell with it down by 15. Taylor at the right block missed it. Rebound to Watson. Skipped up the floor to Grice. Grice turns around, gets it knocked away from her. It's going to stay with Shatterham. Grice will set a screen for Watson, who cuts to the corner. Entry pass comes in to Terman at the right block, turns around, and sends it off the backboard, missed it, rebounded by Kearns. Tries to hand it off to Evelyn Morales. Callie Hendrickson doing what Callie Hendrickson does. Knocks it away. Goes to the floor. Mitchell still with the ball. They barely get across the timeline. Miss Beeper with it at the left block. Kicks it up top. Evelyn Morales, three ball, rattles in and out. Now Kearns with it. Just throws it back up toward the backboard. Hits off the backboard. Hits off the Cardinal. It'll be Tiger ball as Tavaya Saloon and Brooklyn Hoffman check in for the Cardinals. Along with Sauer for the Tigers. At 50.6 to go in this third quarter, 31-14. Pepper spins it around, kicks it over to Kearns, and Kearns gets fouled, I believe, by Grice. Her first, team second of the quarter. Now Kearns will go to the free throw line for a pair. Drains it first. Kerner, I beg your pardon. She made the first, missed the second. Slipped to five, and the Cardinals lead by 16, 31-15. Brooklyn Hoffman drives to the right block, turns it around, bounces out to Calkins. Left open, takes a bounce. Brooklyn Hoffman, three ball, way short. Jeff Grice throws it back in, shot clock turned off as Calkins gets it. Back to Hoffman, will step into the three. That looks short. It is. Tavaya Saloon with a rebound. Goes up in the air, gets fouled, and they go on the free throw line for a pair. It's on Sauer, her first. Chatterman was in the double bonus anyways, but it was a shooting foul, so now Tavaya Saloon will go to the free throw line. First one rims off short. She did have 4 points against Lakota Tech just about 48 hours ago against the Tonka. All four came from the free throw line the last couple minutes of the game. This time she goes 1 for 2. It's a 32-15. 15 on the clock. Green across the timeline is Beeper. Gets the right wing. Hawkins playing a little soft offer. Pass to Ellie Patau. Drives baseline. Flings it up in the air. Missed it. Tavaya Saloon fighting for the rebound. Left side lay-in is good by Sauer. Now to do it for the third quarter. Shattered. Leads 32-17. Mitchell outscores the Cardinals 11-6 in that third quarter to make it 32-17. This third quarter was sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fourth quarter coming up next here on KCSR.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
Fifteen-point game as we enter this fourth quarter, which is sponsored by Best Western. Westlands in where our life takes you. Best Western is there, 32-17. Bradley Huffman, a bigger part, that's Brooklyn Hoffman. Bradley Huffman is number four. Brooklyn Hoffman tried to pick the pass off, turn around, a bunch of interesting moments for a second. Don't have time to catch up. As Calkins brings it to the right wing. So it's Gracie Calkins, Tavaya Saloon, Brooklyn Hoffman, Bradley Huffman out there. Along with Joe Grice. Tavaya Saloon drives the middle, gets underneath, draws a foul. She's pretty good at this. Tavaya's only a freshman. That Saloon name, it resonates in those across the panhandle. A lot of them fear that name. And you look at Saloons from Meyer, Vonson, Brendan. Two dead-eye snipers that have seen change games time and time again. Tavea had 4 points back on Thursday, career high for her. She goes 1-for-2 once again. She has 2 points. But Saloon, I think she's going to be hitting some threes in her career. Is driving to the right elbow and draining the shot is Piper. Makes it 33-19. This game's not over yet. Shattering struggled a little bit in the fourth quarter. Grice, right side lane, got it. It's a good pass from Saloon to Grice. Bo Barons is going to make an appearance. Kelsey Scott is playing a lot more players now. Is driving to the right side with it is Piper. Takes it outside to Patel. The entry pass gets thrown back in. Riley Huffman with the steal. Grice travels with it. As Bo Barons is going to check in for Gracie Calkins. A lot of Bo's family is here today. Watching her. 35-19. Piper picks up her dribble, shoves it to the right side. Sauer with it. Saloon Gardner, man to man. Runs across the top of the screen. Riley Huffman now switched on to her. Saloon gets screened. Patel, deep two, missed it. It was Ellie Patel, rebounded. Barons had a hand on it. Mitchell gets it with a fresh 35 now. Piper will take the jumper, missed it. And draining the putback is Keener. She got fouled, going up for the shot, too. It's on Grice, her second. And that, which Morales is that? Number 31, that's Evelyn Morales. Comes in, 14-point game. Elsie Scott does not look like she has any concern on that far sideline right now. Mitchell, after draining their first 4 free throws, has gotten 2 for the last 4. And here comes the starters back in. Saloon bounces off her knee. Oh no, it won't be starters. Elsie Scott's trying something right now, and I like it. Brooklyn Hoffman missed the right block jumper. Rebounded by Keener. So we're going to have an interesting lineup. A lineup that has not played together yet this season. In fact, this lineup out here has played together as the shot goes in. We're down to now a 12-point game. Let's see who made the shot. That was Piper, who's now up to 8. 35-23. Driving to the free throw line. Draining it is Brooklyn Hoffman, and she responds with 2 of her own. 37-23, 5-10 to go. To the left side is Ellie Patel. It's to the top of the key. Ellie Morales is trying to get open. Grice commits the reach in on the entry pass. She's trying to jump on Keener. Commits the reach in foul. This is going to be an interesting lineup coming in. So it'll be. This lineup that's coming in right now is one that hasn't played together yet this season. And for these players I'm going to mention are everyday players, but Celia Landon is coming in as well with them. It's Jesse Alcorn, Reese Riddlebush, Callie Hendrickson, and J.C. Terman. Three ball, left side. Patel missed it. Long rebound ends up in the hands of Evelyn Morales. She drives with the right elbow, picks up her dribble, spins her around, looks for someone to be open. There's going to be a 5-second call. No. He gets to Ellie Patel, gets the right blocks, gets fouled by Celia Landon. Picks up her first. Team's third. And now to the line for a pair. Is Ellie Patel. First free throw hits off the back 10, but as shooters roll and goes down.
Security.
KCSR's coverage of Shattern High School Sports is sponsored by Security First Bank, Eagle Chevrolet, Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, Shattern Lumber, Harris C. Morford, and Morford's Decorating Center. 37-24, 13-point lead. Terman drives inside, gets it poked away from her. Riddlebush goes in, makes a connection with number four for Mitchell. That's Braylon Chabot. And a foul is going to be called on Callie Hendrickson. A loose ball. Her second, team's fourth. Mitchell will go to the free throw line the rest of the contest now. 13-point game, 4:28 to go in this Best Western West Hills Inn fourth quarter. I'm catching the vibe right now from Kelsey Scott that she feels very comfortable with what's going on right now. She's doing a little experimenting with this lineup as Morgan Patel missed the shot. Put back is missed, rebounded by Alcorn, who has to open up some space. So hand off over to J.C. Terman. Throws it down to Landon at the right block. Shot might have been tipped. Alcorn with the putback, hits it off the backboard, gets her own rebound, in trouble, steps it out to Hendrickson. Sherman's open at the right wing. Hendrickson drives across, doesn't see her, now gets it to her top of the key. Riddlebush gets a screen from Alcorn's left wing. Alcorn rolled to the basket. Riddlebush tried to get it to her, but it was picked off by Pitts. Evelyn Morales will bring it across the timeline. 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Riddlebush hounding her. Riddlebush in her grill, and Brooke Turk's going to take a timeout. It's going to be a full timeout, I believe. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch apparel, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take one with the 3:32 to go in this fourth quarter. We'll be back in 30 here on KCSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
.32 to go in this fourth quarter, 37-24. The final countdown playing on. The boys basketball team is counting down until they take on the Mitchell Tigers. That's coming up next here on 610 AM KCSR and ShadronRadio.com. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. 37-24, the Cardinals leading the Mitchell Tigers. Mazzelli Patel will throw it in to Morgan Patel. Runs to the left side, spins around, being hounded by Reese Ritterbush. She's joined out there by Callie Hendrickson. J.C. Terman, Jesse Alcorn, and Celia Landon. Evan Morales drives to the left side, steps on the foot of Alcorn. They're going to call a foul on Alcorn. Picks up her second or third. Second. But what matters here is that it's free throws upcoming for the Tigers. Evan Morales at the free throw line drains the first. KCSR's coverage of Shattern High School Sports is sponsored by Nebraska Land Tire, Hauser's Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lanes, FNIC, Wilds, Legacy Co-op, and Platte Valley Bank. Morales goes 2-for-2 from the line, makes it an 11-point game. Shattern with the lead, 37-26. Riddlebush drives in, landed three ball, hits off the back 10. That was a good-looking shot, though. Gets her own rebound. Hendrickson, top of the key. Now Riddlebush, right wing. Screen coming from Landon. Landon rolls the basket. Riddlebush goes left wing to Terman, who gets to the free throw line, steps through, looking for Alcorn. Alcorn, long arms, reaches for it, pushes off the backboard, missed right side. Rebounded by Pitts. Pitts will, a bigger part, and that is Evan Morales, who will walk it across the timeline. Picks up a dribble, back cut from Morgan Patel, laying strong, tipped into the hands of Alcorn. He turns around and runs across the timeline. Gets ahead of steam, Euro step, laying, got it. Alcorn with her second made basket of the game. up to 4 points, 39-26. Passing to the near side, Morgan Patel drives to the top, kicks it over to the left side, pits at the left elbow. 39-26 the score. Pitch stops, gets her shot blocked by Alcorn. Hendrickson, right side lane, got it. And a timeout is going to be taken by Kelsey Scott. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, lettermans, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. A full timeout. We'll go ahead and take one. We'll be back here in 30 on 6 a.m. KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a doctor, because that's a really important job. I would help kids get better and make everything super fun. I'd have a cool waiting room with games, toys, and a huge TV.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a serious defect of the immune system. Early testing gives children a chance to dream.
And I'll give every kid a cherry lollipop, because that's the best flavor.
Jeffrey Modell Foundation, helping children reach for their dreams. Visit info4pi.org.
.41-26 with 1:57 to go in this one. Shattern Cardinals leading the Mitchell Tigers. Mitchell, actually, yeah, the tied. Two teams are tied with nine apiece in this fourth quarter. Got about 27 to go in this one. So it'll be Reese Sauer to inbound it. Okay, Pieper will get it. We have a new lineup out there for the Cardinals right now. Brooklyn Hoffman. Annabelle Vandermeer making her first appearance of the night. Riley Huffman, Jove Grice, Tamea Saloon out there as well. Here in a moment, we're going to have Callie Saloon checking in as well. It's going to be an empty of the bench situation. Tamea gets a steal, turns around, 90 seconds to go on this one. Passes over to Watson. I beg your pardon, that is Riley Huffman. Missed a shot short, rebounded by Kaelin Keener. Pass goes to the left side, deflected out of play. Off of Brooklyn Hoffman as Callie Saloon will check in. She's coming for Grice, who was the second player off the bench this evening for the Cardinals. She's been getting more and more minutes as the season rolls around. Grice, just a sophomore. They have all underclassmen out there right now for the Cardinals. For your pardon, Brooklyn Hawkins, a junior. Pass to the right side, Sauer, fanned on the shot strong. Ran it in the hands of Riley Huffman. Turns around, 1 minute to go in this one. 41-26, the Cardinals look like they're going to get above 500. 6-5, heading forward. Coming up next for the Cardinals, Vandermeer underneath the basket. Missed the shot, it gets deflected out of play. Off of Mitchell. Cardinals will welcome in Hemingford on Tuesday Alliance next Friday. Mitchell will actually come back to Dawes County on Tuesday to take on the Crawford Rams. Riley Huffman will push it over to Callie Saloon. Now Tavea, who got the pass intercepted. Callie dives in for it. Forces a jump ball to be shattering ball with 38.4 to go in this one. Bayo will inbound it. 3 second difference, 2 second difference between shot and game clock. Shattern turns it over. Shot clock will be turned off. Mitchell will have the ball. 41-26 as we're approaching the 5 o'clock hour. A little bit behind time, but now 15 minutes isn't too bad. Yes, I am expecting a 15 minute gap between the games, so we'll only have one segment of the Fit 7 post game show, which is coming up next here on KCSR. Driving baseline kick to the far side. Amy Morales gets deflected around. Bradley Huffman in there. Ends up in the hands of Sauer. She falls backwards. The officials didn't call a foul. Sauer drives inside the paint. Floater is out the back rim. Bounces right. Rebounded by Taylor. And she travels with it before she fires the shot. Shatter and ball. 6 seconds to go in this one. So it'll be Tavea Saloon inbounding it. She's looking toward Callie, but gets in the Huffman. Gets thrown out of play by Pieper, one of the starters who's still out there for the Tigers. Tavea will inbound it. Gets into Huffman, and Pieper throws it right back out. This time it's in the hallway. 4.2 on the clock. Tamea just needs to throw it deep. She does. Gets picked off, though, by Pieper. Takes two steps to the right. 1 second on the clock. Floater. That'll do it. Final score is 41-26. The Shattern Cardinals take down the Mitchell Tigers. The Cardinals, again, move to 6-5. Mitchell drops to 5-6 with a 41-26 win over the Shattern Cardinals. This fourth quarter was sponsored by Best Western, West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fit 7 postgame show coming up next here on KCSR.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shattern, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shattern or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Your financial future is bright at the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shattern Federal Credit Union. 126 East 3rd in Shattern, where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first. Just like you do for your family.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome to the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast. We let the Shattern Cardinals take down the Mitchell Tigers 41-26. And the girls' side of things, the Cardinals move to 6-5 on the season. Mitchell drops to 5-6. Gracie Calkins, Reese Ritterbush, each with 10 points for the Cardinals. Sophie Watson with 7. Jesse Alcorn, Callie Henderson, who made her first start of the season tonight, with 4. Brooklyn Hoffman with 2. Tavea Saloon with 2. And Joe Grice with 2. Everybody played tonight for the Shattern Cardinals. So we saw some players that we typically don't see out there, but they all got in. The Shattern held on to win 41-26. On the flip side for the Mitchell Tigers, Kate Pieper with 8 points, who led the Tigers. Kaylin Keener with 7 as well for the Tigers. Shattered shot, 7-12 from the free throw line this evening. Next up for the Cardinals is Heaven Ford coming to town on Tuesday. Mitchell will go to Crawford on Tuesday as well. This has been the Fit 7 postgame show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. We'll go ahead and take a break. Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Boys action between Shattern and Mitchell coming up next here on KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Shattern is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Shattern cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. go cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of, from the crew at Aero Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen Report.
Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with a big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. This is the Shadrack Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrack Community Hospital.
Oh, welcome back to the Birdcage. Boys pregame, Shattered Community Hospital pregame show. Shattered Community Hospital exceeding the standard. Excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. Boy, this one could be fun. The Mitchell Tigers coming at 6-4 on the season. Coming off a 75-31 win over Gordon Rushell. They've won five of the last six. Their only loss in that run came to Perkins County in the championship game of the Perkins County Holiday Tournament. Shattered Cardinals last time out, they snapped a three-game losing streak by defeating Hot Springs 66-39. Shattered has not won two in a row this season in the boys' side of things. They're 3-6. Mitchell 6-4. This should be fun. Stay tuned for this one. We'll go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll go through more pregame. You're tuning in to the Shattered Community Hospital pregame show here on 610 AM KCSR and ShatteredRadio.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Welcome back to the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chadron Community Hospital, exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. Chadron's looking to sweep Mitchell tonight. The girls won 41-26 JV swept. Now we got the boys game coming up next. Chadron versus Mitchell in the series history. 31-8, the most wins against a single team since 2006. In fact, Chadron has won the last five, including three times last year, and I promised someone I'd make a reference to a graduated player tonight. The last time these two teams played here in Chadron was a couple years ago. That would have been over at the middle school, since the first time these two squads are meeting up here at Chadron High School. Brady Daniels, as a sophomore, had a team high 21 points for the Cardinals. With him at 21 points was Gage Wild in his junior year of high school. Again, the Chadron Cardinals beat Mitchell three times last season. We're going to make it four in the past 12 months. We got 3.5 minutes to go in the pregame. We'll go ahead and take another break. Chadron Lock Keys to the Game coming up next here on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Chadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital, exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. Let's go ahead and give the Shattern Lock keys of the game. Shattern Lock, local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. Shattern Cardinals, do what you did against Hot Springs. Tough defense and hit your shots. That's what's going to count against Mitchell. And if you're the Mitchell Tigers, you got to deal against a Shattern team that feels pretty comfortable. We'll take charges. Be a little cautious if you're driving inside against Creighton Ryan or Talon Jundick. They're not afraid to take charges. They're not afraid to rough you up either. And that's your Shattern Lock keys of the game. Shattern Lock, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. We'll go ahead and take our final break. Country Kitchen start lineups and tip-off coming up next here on KCSR.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shattern Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family-owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Birdcage Boys game coming up next here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR, Shattern, Nebraska, and ShatternRadio.com. Let's go ahead and jump into the Country Kitchen starting lineups, a place like Homeland, 10th Street, and Shattern. Let's go with the Shattern Cardinals first because I know them, but let's go ahead and go with them. They're going to come out with number 0, Thomas Smith, followed by number 2, Brady Thomas. Number 3, Creighton Ryan, who took two charges against Aiden Janice from Hot Springs. One of the biggest guys I've seen all season that the Cardinals have gone up with was Fearless. Was still wearing ice packs on Wednesday when I interviewed him as part of Sports Weekly. Talon Jonak, who took a charge in that game as well from Janice. Janice had four fouls. Three of them were for charges against the Shattern Cardinals. And Tobin Landon, number 35. Eric coached by Kyle Sanders and assisted by Zane Hesting. Kyle Sanders, one of the best scouters in the region. He shows it. They've hung with everybody in the first quarter, but second quarter on is where the games have really changed. We'll see if the Shattern Cardinals can keep up with this Mitchell Tiger team tonight. That's going to come out with number 4, Michael Placenio. Really good athlete. It was impressive when Shattern played them in football. Followed by number 10, and that's going to be Cree Cheney. Number 14, Norman Cooley. Number 20, Clayton Scholes. And number 42, I beg your pardon, Wayman Banks. Head coach by Marty Gillian, assisted by Tanner Long, Dylan Broussard, Rick Alea, and Chris Klein. Really good crowd on hand as we are about 5:18. We'll start this game off at about 9, at about 5:20 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. Love the start times today of 3:30 and 5. Scheduled start times of 3:30 and 5. Next week will be at 5:37 both Tuesday and Thursday night when the two schools from Box Butte County pay a visit. Hemingford on Tuesday, Alliance on Wednesday. On Thursday, I beg your pardon. Shattern will be in their home white uniforms, red numbers with black trim, red cardinal across the chest. Mitchell in their road black uniforms with white numbers, orange trim. White tiger with orange trim around that. White stripes along the side with an M along the side of the shorts. Shattern with a red, black and white stripe along the shorts that kind of curl under the bottom of them. And the red cardinal along the back. Shattern will be going left to right on your radio dial to begin this one. This tip-off sponsored by State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Trey Strathout in State Farm is there for you. And this first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Shattern wins the jump. It was Talon Jelinek who tipped it off to Tobin Landon out the left side with it. Is Brady Daniels in the far side corner. Thomas Smith kicks it up top. Daniels used the head fake, took two steps. Entry pass into Jelinek. Still in the air, throws it to Ryan. Entry pass into Tobin Landon, gets deflected outside to Thomas Smith. Mitchell playing a face guard type man-to-man defense, not giving much room, except on Crane Ryan, who brings it up to the top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. They call a play, trying to call for a back cut. They're trying to get a back screen to Thomas Smith, who gets it left block. Hooked away from him by Pacinio. Ends up in along the paint. Ends up being shattered ball. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Still no score. Daniels throws it into Ryan, who hit a three on the opening possession. Throw it to nobody. And ends up in the stands. He was looking at Thomas Smith or Talon Jelinek, but ended up in the very full house tonight. Student section, about a quarter of the way full. Every other seat pretty packed here at the Birdcage. Thank you for joining us here on 610 AM KCSR in ShadowRadio.com. First of three games in the next 7 days. Far side three ball. Chaney hits that short. Rebounded by Brady Daniels. Daniels, 3.1 rebounds per game. Second in the team in points at 12.6. Special thank you to Kyle Sanders for giving me updated stats as of Tuesday's game. Daniels three ball. He noticed he missed it. Went after his own rebound. Putback was blocked. He looks a little sore. And skip pass up the floor looking for Chaney. Ends up touching the black paint behind the baseline. So it'll be shattering ball. Still no score. 70 seconds into this one. Earlier tonight, Shattern defeated Mitchell 41-26 in girls. And Grayne Ryan pointed his foot and slipped a little bit on the logo, right about the half circle to the right of the midcourt line. Gets called for the travel. It'll be Mitchell ball. So Michael Placidio will bring it across the timeline, pushes it to Schultz, left wing. Screen set by Banks. Pass up top to Cooley. Now Placidio, right side, steps inside the arc, deep to bricks off the back rim, rebounded to Jelinek. Averages 4.2 rebounds per game. Averages a charge and a half taken per game as well. All good pass from Daniels to Ryan, who gets it at the right block. Plants his foot, turned his ankle, and almost fell over it. He gets it back near side corner three. Creighton Ryan got it! Just like Tuesday, he opens up the scoring with the three. 3-0 Cardinals, and Ryan picks off the pass. He has Daniels to his right. Uses the head fake. Jelinek. Daniels near side corner three. Got it! Back-to-back threes from the same spot. Creighton Ryan, Brady Daniels. It was Daniels who assisted on that three on Tuesday. It gave Shadden the 3-2 lead on the first full possession of the game in their win. Banks three ball. That's way strong. He was trying to bank it home. Daniels with the rebound. He will slow it down. 6-0 Cardinals, 5:35 to go in this first quarter. Daniels drives the right block, plants the foot. Ryan, oh, he thought about it, he wanted it. Now Daniels slips the Landon on the slip screen. He lays it in off the right side. Tobin Landon's been a menace inside the paint as of late. Averaging 5.2 points per game. Struggled in the first part of the season. Been doing strong late. Daniels missed the bank shot inside the paint after the steal. Ryan with the cute floater got it. That'll force a quick timeout by Mitchell. A full timeout is taken. 5:08 to go in this first quarter. The timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch apparel, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and pause, catch our breath for this message from Nebraska Bank. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on KCSR.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
To go in this first quarter. Shattern starts the game on a 10-0 run, and you look back to what happened Tuesday. If you ignore the technical foul and the two free throws made by Aiden Junis from Hot Springs to open up the game, Shattern kind of did the same thing. Actually went plus 12 when the clock started in that game. Ended up being 14-2 Shattern at one point in that first quarter. They're up 10-0 early in this one. 5:05 to go. Mitchell coming out of the full timeout. Pass to the far side corner. Cooley takes the three, drains it. It's Chaney, I beg your pardon. I'll have him memorized by the middle of the second quarter. This first quarter, by the way, is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. 10-3. Seen three made threes already in this one. Jelinek throws inside to Ryan, tipped up in the air. Daniel skips it up to Thomas Smith. Thomas Smith, three ball, got it! Shattering, three for three behind the arc. Thomas Smith gets a reach in, trying to pick it off from Norman Cooley. Derek Bissonnette will check in for Crane Ryan. .430 to go in the first quarter. 13-3. Pass comes to the near side corner. Pulsenio, three ball, hits off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Cheney. Turns around. Right side floater. Missed. Banks goes over Daniels. Gets it back. Lays it up and in. And Landon gets skip pass from Daniels. Daniels calling for it. Bissonnette rolls the basket. Gets lost in the air and turns it over. The official is going to say it's off of Mitchell, actually. Okay. 13-5. Landon gets the inbound back to Bissonnette. Derek Bissonnette, who just checked in, passes it over to Daniels, drives the paint. Daniels floater, good. Daniels Crane Ryan up to five for the Cardinals. It's 15-5. Cheney uses that fake at the left wing, gets it poked away from him, gets it back, stops, throws it to the near side. Schultz, deep three ball. That looks good, and it is. I should have said it before the game, but I think I did. But I knew this one could be good. Daniels thought about taking the three. Bassanio gets crossed over. Smith thought about it from the near side corner. Skips it back up to Daniels. Daniels uses the head fake. Step back three ball over Schultz. That's off the front of the rim. Jelinek just takes it away from Bassanio. And it gets deflected out of play off of Shattern. Tobin Russ coming in. Tobin Russ checks in. 15-8 Cardinals, 3:20 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Shadden's coming out in a 1-2-2 full court press. They did this pretty frequently against Hot Springs. Used a lot of 1-3-1 too. Deep three. Schultz off from the rim. Backside rebound by Daniels. Tobin Landon subbed out for Russ. Daniels walks into a three. Wasn't sure because he didn't go after. He went after his first miss. Shadden's now 3-for-5, floater, rattles it in, and in by Cooley. Coley, I beg your pardon. 15-10, Mitchell has quickly climbed back in it with a 10-5 run. Shattern started on a 10-0 run. Mitchell with a 10-5, and Thomas Smith, his second three of the game, makes it 18-10. Shattern's press forcing problems. Mitchell barely gets it. You got to have possession across the timeline to make it work. And a short bucket made by Mitchell. That was Cooley. Daniels drives inside, gets it poked away from him. Bissonnette. Jelinek, no look pass. Thomas Smith off the front of the 10. And Daniels gets fouled going up for the rebound. As Tyson Poirier, Creighton Ryan check in for the Cardinals. Poirier getting some early minutes. He checks in for Brady Daniels. We'll see who comes out for Crane Ryan. It's going to be Talon Jelinek. So it'll be Thomas Smith and Crane Ryan, the only two starters out there right now for the Cardinals. Bissonnette has gone a few starts. Good to see Tyson Poirier getting some early minutes. Ryan with the inbound. By the way, the foul was on Cooley, his first. And Poirier gets inside and lays it up and in. That's back in your coach right there with some early minutes. Pass goes to the far side, extra pass. It comes inside to Xavier Galloway, who checks in for the first time today. Getting trapped is Cheney. Kicks it over, floater, missed, way short by Aiden Owen, who checks in for the first time. Skip pass over to the far side. Three ball, got it. Cheney, his second three of the game. You look at these two teams and how many points they average. This legitimately could be a 70-70 type game. Yes, I am overstating their averages, but the way they play, this very well could happen tonight. Ryan left wing uses the head fake, drives inside the arrow building center paint, flicks it outside to Tobin Russ, and he just can't grab it. It'll be Mitchell Ball. 1 minute to go, 20-15. Shattern started this game on a 10-0 run. Mitchell turned around and had a 10-5 run to get back into this one. Now we're settling in. Banks has it left wing, drives inside, kicks to the near side corner. Three ball taken by Chaney. Good closeout by Bissonnette, but Chaney's hit his third three of the game, and we have a two-point game, 20-18. Nothing Bissonnette could have done there. Boyer has it right wing. Smith with the back cut, trying to create some space. Gets the screen set for Russ. Leaves the pivot foot planted. Boyer smartly leaves it set at his hip. Goes up in the air. Uses arms in a shooting motion and earned him a shooting foul, which means two free throws upcoming for Tyson Poirier. The foul was on Ian Hohen. Poirier swishes the first. Tyson Poirier. Hey, your coach gives you some early minutes. That's how you prove it right there. He goes 2 for 2. Poirier now up to 4. 22-18, 4-point lead. Cardinals, Tobin Russ guarding Xavier Galloway. Galloway, another really athletic kid for this Tiger team. Now Wayman Banks bounces it over to Chaney, left wing, being hounded by Tobin Russ. Shattern switching everything off the man-to-man defense. Banks goes up against Poirier, spins around. Oh, that's a good move by Banks. Poirier, I like the foul by Poirier right there. He can't believe it. But I like the foul. It's going to send Banks to the free throw line. You want to foul someone, that's who to foul. He's averaging 36% from the free throw line this season. What are we going line for? A pair. First free throw for Banks. Missed. Studio 308, Dean Nitz, Studio 308, specialized in sign, spanners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. And Shattern Chiropractic, we only got one spine to take care of it. It was Sporta Chiropractic Care in downtown Shattern. 22-18, 8.1 to go in this first period. Banks puts the right foot at the nail halfway through between the free throw line. Drains the first, and we're going to have a whistle. 30-second timeout taken by Kyle Sanders. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Kyle Sanders with the timeout. 8.1 to go, 3-point lead, 22-19. Kyle Sanders is definitely one of the best scouters in the panhandle. Like, he watches film like nobody else. And he's really good at it. We'll see what he can draw up. Odds are he knows what Mitchell's about to do. Wearing the tan khakis for the first time this season with the white shirt. Don't care for the look. Love the belt, though. It's tan with white shoes, red on the front. He's wearing all new stuff tonight. I like it. Don't like the white and khaki, but like the combo still. Like the shoes. Daniels has it, 5 on the clock, pushes over to Ryan. Has Bissonnette swing over, looking for Smith. Kicks it over the corner. Thomas Smith at the buzzer, hits off the front of the rim, and that'll do it for the first quarter. 22-19, the Shattered Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second quarter coming up next here on KCSR.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shattern has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox to get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shattern. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
22-19 as we begin this second quarter, which is sponsored by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lineger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lineger. Shattern started this game on a 10-0 run. Mitchell turned around with a 10-5 run themselves, and now we have a ball game, 22-19. Shattern hit 4 threes in that first quarter. Mitchell with 5. 4 as well. Entry pass goes into Wayman Banks on the right side. Mitchell going right to left with the ball. 3 ball coming from Hohen. Got it. Tied game. And Hohen ties the game up at 22 with Mitchell's 5th main 3 of the night. Creed Chaney had 4 in that first quarter. 3 in that first quarter, I beg your pardon. Thomas Smith has it. Dribble handoff out to Chubb and Landon, who gets along the baseline, throws it up top to Daniels, extra pass to Ryan, 15 on the shot clock. Landon gets the back screen from Thomas Smith, and fans on the layup and reaches in. That's only his first. That's only the team's second in the game. They had one in the first quarter. .7:20 to go in this second quarter. Mitchell just tied it, 22 apiece. Spreading across the timeline is Clayton Schultz, who's joined out there by Aiden Hohen, Xavier Galloway, Creed Chaney, who has a baseline drive, bounces it to Wayman Banks, and they're going to call it a kickball, I believe. Yep. So to stay with Mitchell, 21 seconds on the shot clock, 7:07 to go in the second quarter. Good inbound play, gets it to Schultz off the back screen, lays it up to him. Mitchell with their first lead of the game. 24-22. Can Shattern respond? Thomas Smith gets it. Uses the head fake, drives to the basket. Gets fouled, going up for the shot by Galloway. That would be going to the line for a pair of free throws. So now Thomas Smith, who best shooter on the team, and there's no doubting that based on the stat book, will go to the line for the chance to tie. Drains the first. Smith misses that one. Goes 1-for-2 from the line. Makes it 24-23. Now with it left side. Is Owen, who brings it to the top of the key. Schultz, who has proven to be a sniper so far in this game, pushes it over the right side. Galloway looking for Chaney up top. Chaney's hit 3. 3's going up against Smith. Gets a screen set. Hands it off to Galloway. Crosses over. Going up against Landon. Back to Chaney. Thought about driving baseline. Good defense by Smith. Dribble handoff to the top. Schultz goes right to the basket. Gets a good look. Missed on the layup, though. Talon Jonek went skyward to get it. Daniels skips it over to Thomas Smith in transition. Smith gets fouled, going up for the shot. Took a heavy spill, though. Going to be on line for a pair. So I'm going to try something tonight. I normally don't keep track of ties, lead changes. I'm going to try it tonight and see if we can do it. Based on how my score sheet is, it's pretty hard to, as Thomas Smith looks to tie it for... Tie this one up, and he missed it. That's understandable, given that he just took a heavy spill. As Clayton Thomas checks in, and Norman Cooley comes back in. Thomas with his first appearance of this game. 24-23, 6:13 to go in the first half. Smith the tie. Got it. Shattern 4-6 on the free throw line, 24 apiece, and Mitchell turns it over. Landon with the interception. Smith pushes it to Daniels. Daniels at the left wing. Step back three ball. Brady Daniels got it! 27-24. Daniels with the second made three of the game. Entry pass goes into Banks to the left short block. I beg your pardon. That is Cooley. Banks is not out there. Pass to the right wing. Hohen will take the three and tie it right back up. 27-27. I told you this could be good. I'm enjoying this. Behind the back pass to Ryan from Daniels. He gets it back to the left wing extended. Waits for Smith to come off the back screen. Steps to the free throw line. Hands it off the screen. Off to Smith, who gets it on the curl screen. They're going to call this one on the floor. It'll be a baseline out of bounds. John Daniels now on sucker number 3.
Daniels will inbound it. Hands it off to Smith after Jelinek catches it. Thomas Smith got it! to 27. Mitchell now in transition and landed. Picks off the skip pass. Jelinek looks no look. Pass to Smith. Lays it in. Right side got it. Thomas Smith, who's been in the double figures his last five games, has cleaned it up easily and cleared it. Hohen looks gassed. Gets it back. Hohen, three ball. Rattles in and out. Tipped up in the air by Cooley. Ends up in the hands of Thomas Smith. Yeah, Placenio's going to check in. I know who's coming in for on the next whistle. Daniels has it. 4:45 to go in the second quarter. 32-25. Shatter now on a 5-0 run. Daniels turns it over. Slowing it down, Thomas. Both these teams just look like they're out of gas. Galloway, three ball. Missed it. It would be smart for Brady Daniels to let this one go out, and he does. These teams need a breather. Bissonnette will check in. Along with Galloway, Hohen goes to the bench. Thomas Smith, who's earned it, goes to the bench. Shattering 5-0 run, 32-27, 4:20 to go in this first half. Ryan picks up his dribble in a horrible spot. Daniels back cut to the basket, right side lane, got it. He's now up to double figures, and Mitchell's going to timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, lettermans, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back in 30. You're on KCSR.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger in Shadron. Then rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Wow, now Shadron's gone on a little 7-0 run to get up to 34-27. As we're live here on the Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Leniger's second quarter, when it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Leniger. Mitchell out of timeout, tries to throw up the court, deflected out of play by Brady Daniels. Thomas Smith will check in, along with Raymond Banks. Come landing, goes to the bench. He gets a round of applause, has earned it. Xavier Galloway takes a break for the Tigers. 4:08 to go in the second quarter. 34-27. Now right side with his Placenio. Steps back. Thinks about taking threes. Not much of a three-point shooter. Not that much of a scorer either. Tried to throw it to Banks. Picked off by Bissonnette. Bissonnette, Daniels. Jelinek, Ryan, and Smith as Bissonnette fires the three. Missed it. Crane Ryan fighting further on the backside. Rebound. Rips it away. Gets it and travels with it. One thing that this team has is elite work ethic. Kyle Sanders works as hard as anyone in terms of the pregame prep, and this team really feeds off it. That's the sign of a really good coach. Is can you get your team to follow you and your work ethic? Placenio loses control of it, nearly ripped away by Jelinek. Skip pass over the near side, nearly lands in the student section. Clayton Thomas able to recover it. He throws it back over to Placenio. He's up in the air. He was a running back for Mitchell. He had a lot of rushing yards. When Shattern and Mitchell played in football, this is when I learned. That's when I learned Shattern was a legit football team. Pass to Thomas. Jelinek just falls to the ground. Banks gets it. Fans on the shot. Put back is good, though. That's his second basket of the game. That was just a slowdown moment. These two teams are gassed. We got 3 minutes to go until halftime and a five-point difference. And this halftime break cannot come fast enough. Daniel says that the free throw line loses control of it. He's trying to cross over. Banks in his grill. Throws it away. With it now is Scholes. Passes it to the near side. Placenio pushes it up top. Three ball, Thomas. It's off the front of the 10. Banks goes over the top of Jelinek, but Daniels gets it. No look pass to the right side. Smith back to Daniels. Thought about taking the three. Going over to Placenio. He has the height advantage. Sees it. Lays it up in and one. That's on Thomas. His first is Cole Carnahan checks in. That is the team's fourth of the quarter. Wow. Yeah. Daniels to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Got it. 8-point lead. Shattern opened up the game. Liu Pau Pau was acting like it went out of bounds. Really good actor. One best male actor in the Western Conference. One act. That got deflected out of play. No, they're going to call a foul on Thomas Smith. He picks up his second. He'll take a break. Liu Pau Pau really showed off his acting skills on that play right there. Acted like it went off. It was touched off him. Loose ball underneath, and he gets thrown out of play. Went off at Daniels. He's hurting because of that, but it ended up bouncing off of number 13, who is London Beck. Shattering ball. 2 minutes to go. Daniels loses control of it. Spins it around to Bissonnette at the right wing. The entry pass into Landon, who gets trapped at the right short block. He's going to get tied up. A foul. It's going to be called on Clayton Scholes. That's free throws. Scholes picks up his second. Now Tobin Landon will go to the free throw line for a pair. Does have 2 points already tonight. Landon with the first free throw. It's off the back 10. No good. Here comes Jordan McCarty. McCarty for the first time tonight. Thrivent Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattern at 308-430-0760. Landon goes 1-for-2 from the line. Makes it 38-29, 9-point lead. Second largest lead of the game for the Cardinals. Banks drives inside the paint, jump stop, kicks it out. People wanted to travel, but Scholes has it. Left wing drives it in, floater, good. 38-31, buck 45 to go in the half. Brady Daniels will walk across the logo, gets to the beak, crosses over. Going up against Beck, now against Banks. Stops the free throw line, just down to Carnahan, who gets a shot blocked by Chaney. Gets it back, Bissonnette has it at the right elbow. Not much spacing going on right now. Landon helps create it with a handoff to Bissonnette. Bissonnette give a go to Landon. He rolled his left foot for a moment. A split second, but it was enough to throw him off and cause it to go out of play. Ball to the Tigers. Shadron's coming out in that 2-2-1 full court press. Really trying to avoid an easy lay-in is the goal. As much chaos. And the chaos forces a turnover. Landon takes it from Beck. And he didn't have any interceptions of football, but he had a few touchdown passes this past year. Bissonnette gets inside the Arrow Building center paint, hands it off to Jelinek, fights his way through and gets it up and in. I think I have his family sitting to my left. That shot was sponsored by Arrow Building Center. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. Bissonnette tips it up in the air, a steal. Jelinek stops, gets fouled, sends it up, nearly wedged in. But he earned himself a trip to the free throw line for a pair of free throws, 40-31. Shattern's on track for their highest, is already had their highest scoring first half of the season. Their highest scoring half, though, was 50 against Valentine in the second half of the George Watson Shattern Rotary Holiday Tournament. He missed it, Jelinek did, as Grant Ryan and Tobin Russ check in. Hey, coming up on the Shattern Insurance to Fit Your Needs halftime show. We'll recap this first half. Take a look at some scores around the region and around the country. That's coming up on the Shatter Insurance halftime show. Jelinek is 0-for-2 from the line. Stays 9-point game. About a 15 seconds difference between shot and game clock. 17 seconds to be exact, as McCarty has the top of the key. Pushes it near side to Beck. Carnahan guarding him man-to-man. Now back up top to McCarty. Drives the right elbow. Throws it nearly into the Shatter bench. The managers flinch. Back underneath the basket. Good move. Uses the rim for protection. Missed it. Carnahan goes flying to get the rebound. And I can hear Kyle Sanders yelling, one shot. Shot clock turned off. 20 seconds to go in the half. Still 9-point game. 40-31. Shattern started this game on a 10-0 run. Mitchell bounced back and made it a game with a 10-5 run. Extra pass. Ryan, three ball. Rattled the 10 and out. Carnahan gets it. Floater. Good. Cole Carnahan. Throws it in with 2 seconds left. He gives Shattern their largest lead of the game. The crowd
giving them a round of applause, and these boys have earned it. 42-31 at the end of the first half. This second quarter was sponsored by Farm Bureau Agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau Agent Brian Liniger. We'll go ahead and take a break. Shatter Insurance Halftime Show coming up next.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need, or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Chadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Chadron or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
The Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ChadronInsurance.com.
Welcome to Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Halftime report. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. What a half that was. Chadron Cardinals led 22-19 at the end of the first quarter. They started this game on a 10-0 run. Mitchell bounced back with a 10-5 run and made it a game. In this game, we've had three ties, three lead changes. Chadron led the first 8 minutes. Nine minutes and eight seconds, I beg your pardon. Mitchell tied it up for the first time in 8:32 to go in the second quarter. This game's been nuts. 12 combined threes. Thomas Smith, Brady Daniels, each with 13 points. Chadron with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of those threes. Creed Chaney with 3 for Mitchell, Aiden Hohen with 2, and Clayton Scholes with 1-3. Chaney has the team lead in points for Mitchell with 9 at the halftime break. Wow, this was fun. Can't wait for the second half. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll look at some scores across the region and the nation. You're tuning in to the Chadron Insurance Halftime Show here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ChadronRadio.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Welcome back to the Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. 42-31 here at the halftime. Break the Chadron Cardinals, lead the Mitchell Tigers. Let's take a look at some scores across the region right now. As I get onto the NE score feed app, we'll have mainly girl scores to go through for you. As a reminder, the Chadron girls defeated the Mitchell Tigers 41-26 earlier this evening. Let's take a look at some C1 scores. Richport defeated Alliance 55-30. Broken Bow defeated Freeman in a Nebraska
girls basketball high school showcase in Kearney. I want to see if there's any boys finals yet. I'd be very shocked if there are, because this is a pretty early start. We do got some boys finals for you. Sioux County defeated Edgemont. South Dakota 51-40. Elkhorn North and Omaha Scott went to war, and Elkhorn North won by 69-67 score. That's a pretty nice win that I think the state's going to appreciate. Grand Island Northwest defeated York 55-41. Lincoln Lutheran and Wahoo were going at it in a Class C1, Class B battle at Lincoln Lutheran right now, tied at 55 with a minute to go. Crete defeated Scottsbluff 61-51. Let's get a look at some Class C1 scores for you, since I know there's some finals now. Let's go to Central Catholic. Defeated Lincoln Christian 65-41. Fillmore Central's leading Superior 73-31 late. Aldridge defeated Valentine 84-55. West Point Beamer defeated Lions Decatur Northeast 69-34. And another score I want to mention. Just kind of glance to see which one I want to pick out. Here's one for you. Sandy Creek defeated St. Paul 46-43. And I want to take a quick look at the NFL real quick and see what's going on between the two games going on wildcard weekend. AFC has the TV as the tube today. Broncos will have the final AFC game tomorrow. We'll carry that here on 610 AM KCSR. Houston Texans are going to defeat San Diego Chargers 32-12. Coming up next for the NFL is the Baltimore Ravens hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can watch that on Prime here at the top of the hour. We'll go ahead and take our final break. Second half coming up next here on KCSR.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, rather you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Chattern is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chattern cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chattern.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Chattern.
Got $1.10 to go in the halftime break. This halftime report is sponsored by Shattern Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. 42-31, Shattern Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers. And a three barrage, 12 threes in that first half between the two sides, 6-6. Each was the tally on that. Brady Daniels, Thomas Smith, each with 13 points. Brady Daniels did it from the three-point line. Ended up with four threes for the Cardinals. Shattern actually with seven threes in the first half. And Mitchell with 6 of 13 combined threes. My goodness. My goodness. I think we're going to see more of this. So let's take a look at the Shattern Lock keys of the game for the second half. Shattern Lock, your local dealer for locks, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. Defend the three. It's that simple. Can you defend the three? These two teams love to shoot it. And Shattern shoots at roughly a 30% clip. Mitchell just a shy tip under that, about 26% clip. Shadron's looking for their third sweep of the year. Every time the boys team has won, everybody else has won. So they defeated Gordon Rushville, Douglas, Hot Springs, and looking for the fourth sweep of the year. This third quarter we're about to witness is sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle as we are crossing the top, as we are now crossing the top of the 6 o'clock hour here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR, Shadron, Nebraska, and ShadronRadio.com. Shadron will be going right to left to begin the second half. Home white uniforms, red numbers, black trim, red cardinal across the chest with black trim around it. Stripes on the shorts that are on the bottom half of the shorts with the cardinal logo on the left side of the shorts. They come out with Brady Daniels, Creighton Ryan, Thomas Smith, and Talon Jelinek along with Tobin Landon. Thank you for joining us here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR, ShadronRadio.com. Thomas Smith gets underneath the basket. Gets it ripped away from him. Michael Bassanio will turn up the court. Stop. Pop. Three ball. Got it. Michael Bassanio with his first 3 points of the game. Makes it now an 8-point game. Shattering their largest lead of 11. Just got erased. Down to 8. Mitchell's wearing their roadblock uniforms. White stripe along the side. White numbers with orange trim along the numbers and the Tigers across the chest. Daniels at the top of the key getting hounded by Bassanio. Dribble handoff to Jelinek at the right wing. Now Ryan. A little bit of miscombobulation going on as Ryan takes 2 steps in inside the arc. Throws it to Landon. Extra pass to Jelinek. 5 on the shot clock. Smith sees it. Dribbles it off his foot. Sees it. Floater at the buzzer of the shot clock. Hits it strong. Rebounded by Clayton Schultz, who's out there along with Creed Chaney. Wayman Banks. I mentioned Bassanio already. And number 14, Norman Cooley. Senio shoots over Smith. It rattles the 10 and out. It was a long, short corner jumper. Smith wasn't looking out for the pass from Daniels, but he catches it at the half-court line. Ryan now at the right wing. Waits for a couple cut-throughs. Daniels, deep three. That's way short. Rebounded by Banks. That first half took it out of everybody. Slow start to this second half. Daniels has terrorized Mitchell over his career as Bassanio hits the short J. Back down to a 6-point game. Brady Daniels and Thomas Smith last year in the 3 games combined for 57 points over Mitchell. Entry pass from Jelinek into Daniels. Throws it down low. I believe that was tipped. Caught by Schultz along the baseline. He steps on it. Stays with Shattern. 25 on the shot clock. 6:02 in the game timer in this third period. So Daniels will inbound it. He's in trouble. Finds Jelinek at the right block. Gets it back. Extra pass to Ryan. Drives inside the paint. Stop. Pop. Got it. Grant Ryan gets inside the Arrow Building Center paint. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. 44-36. Mitchell cut it down to a 6-point game. Now we're back up to 8. Banks throws it to the far side corner. Trap coming on Chaney. Ryan picks it away from him. Flings it up in the air. Thomas Smith knows he's going to get fouled and goes up for the shot anyways. Gets collected into the padding. That's 3 times this game Thomas Smith has been collected in the air. And takes out the padding with him. Placenio with his first, team's first of the quarter. Now Thomas Smith will go to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. The first one rattles the tin, but finds its way home. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shattern, making your home or business feel like the perfect season, all season. Call the guys and know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Smith misses the back end of the pair. Here comes Bassanio. In transition, stops the left block, gets it knocked away from him. Banks at the top of the key, guarded man-to-man by Jelinek. Entry pass into Cooley, flicks it over, Landon missed it. Ryan fights for the rebound. And it's a war going after it. Chaney and Ryan get it. Ryan wins. The people here wanted a foul. I didn't see what happened. Daniels, extra pass, Landon, 3 ball. Tobin Landon got it! That is only his third made three of the season, and Mitchell, trying to break the press, goes deep for a route. Chaney misses on the connection. It goes out of bounds. Pass incomplete, ball to the Cardinals. Back up to an 8-point lead. 5 minutes to go. As Ryan will bring it across the timeline. Crosses over, dribble handoff to Daniels at the left wing. Daniels gets to the free throw line, draws a hip check on. No, they're going to say that's on Daniels with the elbow. This game has a chance to get a little entertaining late. These two schools don't like each other, to be honest with you. Shattern leads series 31-8. Mitchell loses a lot to Shattern. I get it. You don't like losing to someone when you lose that often. And Thomas Smith gets a little bit of court burn on the foul from the Schultz. Crowd gives a haphazard applause, more in a sarcastic manner. And Daniels throws it off the backboard. Mitchell ball. This game, tonight we've seen it all. We've seen our first wedgie of the year. It took four attempts to get that wedgie loose. And yes, that is going in my stat book for the rest of the year. Seen a lot of threes. Mitchell clears the press. Banks laying off the left side is good. He's now up to six. Back to a 10-point game as Shattern actually had their largest lead of the game. 12. Daniels gets inside the paint, draws some contact, fires up the shot, earns himself a trip to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Let's see Xavier Galloway check in. That was on Placenio, who picks up his second. That's team's fourth of the quarter, third, I beg your pardon. Now Daniels, just 1 point shy of a team high, misses the first. Scooter's Coffee, their buttery smooth signature caramel flavor is now sugar-free, combined with their world-class espresso for an unbelievably delicious, rich flavor. Try it your way. Iced, hot, or get it like how I get it, blended. Trust us, one sip and you'll be smiling. Daniel splits the pair. Him and Thomas Smith have been right with each other all game. Up to 11-point lead for the Cardinals. Banks gets it across the timeline, uses a head fake, kicks it up top. To Schultz, near side Placenio, landing with the closeout. That was a great closeout by Landon. Missed it. Jelinek with the rebound. Landon with the pass to Smith, and Smith with the lay-in on the right side. Not one dribble taken on that other than a subtle dribble and a lay-in. Back to a 13-point lead, which is the largest lead of the game for the Cardinals, and Smith picks up his third. He's trying to get in front of, it looked like Schultz, yeah. And I believe Carnahan's going to come in for Smith, probably for the rest of the quarter. Smith will sit with a team high 16. As Placenio will get it on the inbounding. They're calling a play right now. 3:40 to go in the quarter. 30 on the shot clock. Three ball. Galloway, that's way short. Clings on the front, off the front of the rim. Daniels throws it up the floor to Landon. Extra pass to Jelinek. Loses control of it. Fumbled it. Landon gets it back. Fanned on the shot. Putback is no good as well. Landon gets hammered, though. Going for the rebound on the third try. Going to be going. No, that'll be a sideline out of bounds, actually. Von Banks is first. Team's fourth. And now Aiden Holland will check back in for the Tigers. I like these uniforms. This matchup we have tonight, clean cut white for Shattern. Let's see these three times before we go on the road for six straight. Daniels tried to get it to Carnahan with over the shoulder. Hit off the padding pretty strong. It'll be Mitchell ball. In fact, the ball landed about the free throw line. Shattern's going to come out on the press. Mitchell shatters it easily. Banks swings it over to Placenio. Extra pass near side. Now down the baseline to Galloway. Landing guard of the man-to-man. So they're coming out in a 2-2-1 press. Similar to what the girls do and fall back into a man-to-man is what Shattern's doing. Senio throws it in to Banks, turns around. Jelinek might have gotten a piece of the shot. Put back is good on the backside by Owen. This is his first field goal that's not a three. 11-point game. Daniels crosses over. Senio throws it into the bench. And it looks like Cal Sanders is calling for a timeout. He is calling for a timeout. It looks like a full one. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Designed It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, linemen, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take a pause with them for a message from our third quarter sponsor. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339.
located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
The Chadron Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers. We got 2:47 to go in this third quarter, which is sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experience legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. The Chadron Cardinals kind of hanging around with a 10-point lead over the Mitchell Tigers. Been up to 13, been down to 8, but we've been averaging about 10 for the past couple minutes. American Legion, the post of American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Chadron Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any kind of repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. A little bit of confusion on Chadron realizing they're on defense, and Mitchell tried to take advantage of it. Well, they thought so. Talon Jelinek with the pick. Derek Bissonette is out there along with Tobin Landon, Creighton Ryan, Talon Jelinek, and Cole Carnahan. Getting some top players a little bit of a breather with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Kyle Sanders is as Jelinek trips over Banks and earns himself a trip to the free throw line. Team's fifth of the quarter. While he goes to the free throw line, T Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T Salon online, Squarespace, or call 308-430-3686 and make sure to stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Yurel Jimenez checks him for the first time in this game. His first free throw for Jelinek is no good. Score stays at 51-40. Jelinek goes 0 for 2 from the line. Chatter now shooting about 45% from the free throw line this game. Schultz comes to the right wing. Entry pass into Jimenez in the right short corner. Back out top to Schultz. 11-point game, 51-40. Jimenez waits for a cut. Mitchell looks gassed right now. Banks goes up against Jelinek, slams the ball to the floor, screams as he lays it in off the right side. Block. Back down to a 9-point game, 51-42. Carnahan will bring it across a logo. Gets it to Jelinek. Back screen coming towards Landon. Flings it up in the air. It's picked off by Mitchell. Banks throws it up to Schultz. Shattering really good about getting back on defense. Cole Carnahan catches that. It bounces off the back foot of a Mitchell player. Missing that near side. Thought about taking the three. Drives inside the paint. Gets some contact. If it's on... It's a blocking foul. I believe, yeah, they're pointing at the floor. But it doesn't matter because Bissonnette will be on the free throw line. And I believe that's why Zach Smith actually didn't indicate whether it was a shooting foul or a foul on the floor. As Bissonnette at the free throw line misses the first. Bissonnette, who wasn't in the starting lineup tonight. Daniels will check in, I believe, for Jelinek. Yep. Kyle Sanders has used 9 guys so far in the rotation tonight. We saw ended up being 7 until the Scott got a little experimental in the girls' game. Bissonnette splits the barrier. It's his first point of the night. 52-42, back to a 10-point lead for the Cardinals. That's what we've been averaging this quarter. This game's really slowed down. Left short corner jumper taken by Hohen, drained it. He's up to 10. 52-44. This game is by far not over. Mitchell and Chatterton have both shown that they can go on monstrous runs. Daniels tries to go past Galloway. Gets it to the right wing to Carnahan. Dribble handoff. Daniels, 3-ball over Galloway. Got it! Nothing but nylon! Daniels now up to 19. That's his third May 3 of the game. Back up to 11-point lead. Galloway left block. Left short corner, beg your pardon. Pushed out to Banks. Shoots it over to Landon. That's way short. Schultz chases after it. Gets underneath the basket. Uses the backboard as protection. And a foul on the rebound. I believe it's going the other way on Banks, which will mean free throws are coming for the Cardinals. Banks is third. He picked up all 3 fouls in this third quarter alone. Tobin Russell will check in. We'll have another player from Mitchell. We'll have a player from Mitchell checking in as well here in a moment. I can't see who it is. As Brady Daniels will earn the trip to the free throw line. Team high 19 points in this game so far. Can the first. It's Coley who checks in. Russ comes in as well. Heard another horn, and that's Chaney.
56-44, 12-point lead. Largest lead for Shattern's 13, and they've tied it with that number. 56-44, now 57-44 is the scoreboard updates. Cooley comes to the near side. Galloway thought about taking it. I thought he traveled. Goes to the right short block. Missed a shot. Gets his rebound. Kicks it out. Three ball coming. Oh, and missed it. Rebounded by Cooley. Turns around. That was an off-balance shot. Missed it. It's deflected out of play off of Jimenez. That'll be shattering ball. Shot clock turned off with 26 seconds to go in the quarter. So it'll be Derek Bissonnette, Brady Daniels, Tobin Russ, Tobin Landon, and Cole Carnahan out there for the end of this quarter. Dustin Poirier was going to check in, but he'll go take a breather on the padded seats. Daniels, top of the key, three ball. That's off the front of the rim. Carnahan goes and rips the rebound away, turns around, missed it. Rebounded by Hohen, four on the clock. Throws it to the left side. Galloway will step into a three-court. Court shot at the buzzer, missed. Wide right. And that'll do it for the third quarter. 57-44. The Cardinals have their largest lead of the game. Well, tied for the largest lead of the game at 13 going into the fourth quarter. This third quarter was sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll take a break. Fourth quarter up next. You're on KCSR.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
This fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you. Best Western is there. And real quick, I want to make this note. Quinn Bailey, who won the 157-pound weight division at the Shane Chateau Memorial Invite in Douglas, Wyoming, was not only voted the most outstanding wrestler of the tournament, his 150th career win. Quinn Bailey pinned his opponent in the final to clinch his 150th career win. Congratulations, Quinn Bailey. Let's hope the Cardinals can make it a perfect day for you. As Jimenez pops the three from the near side corner, brings the lead back down to 10 for Mitchell. 57-47, Cardinals with the lead. Brady Daniels out there along with Thomas Smith. Smith has three fouls. He drives middle, kicks it out to Daniels. Dallin Jelinek, Derek Bissonnette, and Tobin Landon. Smith, three ball. That was from the hip. Crane Ryan thought it was down, but missed short, rebounded by Chaney. This has been a starting lineup this year for the Cardinals. Driving to the right short block is Jimenez. Gets it right back near side corner. Daniels puts a hand in there and pokes it away, but he recovers it. Xavier Galloway. Jimenez drives inside. Tries to throw it outside, but Bissonnette steals it. Bissonnette drives it off his foot and throws it away. It will be Mitchell Ball. Banks, along with Schultz, check back in. Mitchell tries to get across timeline, and Thomas Smith gets a hand on it. Gets fouled by Hohen. His third. Team's first. .650 to go. And this one. Now with it, left side top of the key. Daniels swings it to Smith, near side corner. Back up to Jelinek, top of the key. Waiting for Bissonnette to roll off a flare screen to the right side. Now Daniels gets off a flare screen, fires three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Hohen. Loose ball. It rolls his ankle, and there's going to be an offensive foul on Bissonnette.
with how my earpiece is for my radio. I can actually hear what Derek's yelling right now. He's questioning whether it's a foul or not. It is. It's an offensive foul as Shaney checks in for Helen. He rolled his ankle on the turnover in the last possession. Six. 40 to go. I like this press because Landon's playing a safety right now. Banks gets up in the air, runs to the basket, missed it. Smith with the rebound. Lead stays at 10. And Gillen, who's hanging out along the baseline, pops his hands. Missed it at the top of the key. Pushes it to Daniels. Outside, left elbow extended. Gets inside the paint. I thought he rolled with the travel. Stolen by Banks. Spins around the midcourt line. Flings it to Schultz. It'll bring across the timeline. Mitchell very well could go on a quick little run. They have the ability. They've shown it in this game. Went on a 10-5 run in the second quarter. Got within four at one point. Three ball. That's off the front of the rim. That was Chaney who missed it. But Chaney's got to hit those. Daniels ran across the timeline. Timeout is taken by Kyle Sanders. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and join them for a message from our fourth quarter sponsor. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Basketball here on KCSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
.37 to go in this fourth quarter. This fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Let's take a moment to thank some of our sponsors. KCSR's coverage of Shadron High School Sports is sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Shadron Federal Credit Union, New York Life Noel Vulcan, Arrow Building Center, Home Haven, Big Bats Conoco, Security First Bank, Eagle Chevrolet, Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, Shadron Lumber, Heritage Seed, and Morford's Decorating Center. 5:35 to go, Shadron ball, 57-47, shot clock's 25. Thomas Smith pops the corner three and drains it. Thomas Smith now up to 24. Oh, he's up to 19, I beg your pardon. And a steal by Brady Daniels at the midcourt line. Jelinek gets Chaney up in the air, swings at the Landon. Landon's hit one, he's not going to hit two right there. Gray and Ryan check back in for the Cardinals. Oh, and Brady Daniels says goodbye to the shot by Clayton Schultz. Off the padding, back to Daniels. Oh, my goodness, Brady Daniels. Hello, Clayton Schultz, he said. And goodbye, basketball. Pass comes out to Jimenez. 5 minutes on the clock. 13-point lead for the Cardinals. And on the left side is Clayton Schultz, guarded by Daniels. Daniels just one of the best shot blocks I've seen in the year. Banks gets inside the paint. Stops. Misses. Putback is going to be blocked by Jelinek, but I could hear the wrist pop, which will mean a pair of free throws. It's the team second of the quarter. So Banks go to the line for a pair. Down by 13. Well, he's there. But I thank some of our sponsors for allowing KCSR to be here covering Shadron High School sports. Nebraska Land Tire, Hauser's Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lanes, FNIC, Wilds, Legacy Co-op, and Platte Valley Bank. Thank you all for coming on board for the ride this year. Been fun. We're halfway through this journey today, actually. Teams average about 21, 22 games per year as Banks goes 0 for 2, needed those two. So we're in kind of the part of the season where you can say halfway through the season's here. Supposed to be give and go from Jelinek to Smith. Jelinek was trying to skip it over to Ryan, who was standing at the near side corner. Picked off, though, by Mitchell. Three ball drained by Schultz. His second made three. A timeout is taken by Mitchell. a 30-second timeout. 4:22 to go in this one. Mitchell still has two timeouts left. Shadron does have a 30 and a full. Both teams are down to two timeouts. 10-point game, 60-50. Oh, man, this could be a thrilling finish, especially if Mitchell gets hot. This game's not over. Three threes and we got a one-point game. This game's shown a little bit of might, a little bit of chippiness. And our two players with the game highs are currently at 19 apiece right now for Shadron. Thomas Smith and Brady Daniels. Brayden Ryan's had himself a pretty good night with seven, coming off of just a gaudy performance against Hot Springs back on Tuesday. Shadron Cardinals looking to repeat what they did on Tuesday with a clean sweep of their opponent. 60-50, so Grand Ryan will end, Benny has full length usage of the baseline. Mitchell's going to come out of full court press. It's a true full court. They're going to try to trap Ryan, though, if he gives him an opportunity. Ryan breaks it, gets the left elbow, gets it to Daniels. Thought about taking three over Jimenez, drives middle. Ryan, top of the key. Entry pass into Jelinek at the left block, waiting for cut through. Three Cardinals in the same spot as Clayton, gets the steal. Schultz gets it poked away from behind by Jelinek. As Aiden Hohen checks in for Creed Chaney. That's interesting. Chaney hit 3 3-pointers in the first quarter. There's a lot of reason why Mitchell's in this game. Jimenez with the reception on the inbound pass. Missed the floater. Rebounded by Thomas Smith. Under 4 minutes go in this one. Smith. Bounce pass to Landon at the left elbow. Dribble handoff. Daniels with it back. Brings it to the top. Now at the 10-foot line for the volleyball court. Call for an ISO, so it's going to be a one-on-one for Daniels. Gets a screen by from Smith. Smith gets it back. Jelinek sending the flare screen. Smith, free throw line. Daniels throws it back to Smith. It's a two-man game right now. Ryan gets it at the right corner. Stops. Uses the head fake. Skips it to Landon. Get an extra pass coming to Smith. Fires it up at the end of the shot clock. Missed it. Jelinek chasing after the rebound. Lands in the hands, though, of Hohen at the free throw line. Mitchell comes up the court needing the bucket, needing a bucket, then a stop, and maybe a few more buckets as well. Jimenez, entry pass into Banks, backs down. Jelinek picks up his dribble, throws it up to Owen. Schultz, head fake, top of the key. Now Jimenez with after the chest pass, gets the left elbow, throws it to Banks. Jelinek pokes it out. Banks recovers it in the far corner. 10 on the shot clock, under 3 minutes to go. Jimenez fires the far side corner three, got it. Mitchell needed that one in the worst ways, down to a seven. It's the closest we've been since about halftime. Yeah, it actually is the closest we've been since half. Daniels nearly got a push-off call against him with Jimenez. Jelinek over in the far side corner. Ryan gets a screen from Landon at the top of the key. Entry pass into Daniels. Wants to back down Jimenez. Uses his strength. Misses the first one. Gets the second one. Gets fouled. And they rattled the 10 and out. Daniels not too pleased that didn't go down. But point is, he's going to go to the free throw line with a chance to make it a three-score game. It still is a three-score game, actually, to make it three threes. Foul, by the way, was on Schultz. That's his fourth. That's big. And if my score sheet's right, I don't think it fully is. He's the only one with four. Best net checks in for Ryan. Daniels now with game high 20. Him and Thomas Smith been going toe-to-toe all game with their scoring. Daniels rattles it in. Shannon now 13-23 from the free-throw line. 9-point game, 62-33. 2:30 to go. Both teams with two timeouts. Jimenez has it at the left wing. Dribble handoff to Galloway. No, I beg your pardon, that's Schultz. Entry pass stolen away. Went through the hands of Hohen and into the receiving arms of Thomas Smith. Landon has it. We're getting the call from Auburn. Now it's not Cam Newton. It's not Bruce Pearl that the call is. That's the play call. Bissonnette bounces it to Daniels, the left block. Banks just comes in and rips it away. He still has it. Banks nearly travels with it, but it's a timeout taken by Mitchell. They only got a full timeout. 1:54 to go in this one. 9-point game between Shadron and Mitchell. We'll keep it here with 1:54 to go.
Hey, coming up here tomorrow morning on 610 AM, KCSR and ShaddonRadio.com. I just inserted these games right before I went, came to the gym. We'll have the Denver Broncos and the Buffalo Bills. First playoff game in 10 years for the Denver Broncos. 9 years, actually, since they last played in a playoff game. And that was Super Bowl 50 when they defeated the Carolina Panthers. We'll have that one with coverage beginning at 9 a.m. Kickoff following at 11 from Orchard Park, New York. I haven't heard any stories about snow, but you know, in January in Orchard Park, New York, it could be snowing. And then tomorrow night, there will be no pregame. It'll be a hard start at 6 o'clock for Sunday Night Football over in our sister station, 107.7 KBPY FM and ShatternRadio.com. We'll have Sunday Night Football featuring the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And they are playing. I'll have to double check who they're playing. I don't remember off the top of my head, unfortunately. The Washington Commanders. So Mitchell gets a fresh 35. They're down to one timeout remaining. Shattern still has two fulls. Foul situations are at two apiece. Sineos coming to the near side. Neal gets trapped, throws at the banks. Shattern's playing a soft head. Schultz, three ball left wing, that's strong. Tipped up in the air. Landon rips the rebound down. Derek Bissonnette, who missed the end of the gearing game, is out there on the floor, and he extends the elbow. Both of his fouls have been offensive fouls so far this season. Joel hand off to Banks. Backs to the basket. Spins. Goes past Jelinek. Draws the foul on Jelinek. Gets his second foul. Shattering out to four. So next foul. Put Mitchell at the free throw line. They will be at the free throw line the rest of the game, including this one. 9-point game. Buck 25 to go. Grant Ryan's going to check in, I think, for Bissonnette here in a moment. Banks drains the first. Eight-point game, 62-54, 85 seconds to go. Can Banks? It's still going to be a three-score game no matter what happens on this free throw. That one rattles in. Seven-point game, 62-55. Thomas Smith, Brady Daniels are the two guys you want to have the ball in hand. Shot clock, though, does change things. Really haven't had this scenario this year yet where Mitchell can't afford to play this out. Daniels has it the left wing, 15 on the shot clock. Pass over to Landon, gets deflected. Daniels smartly lets it roll across the black stripe across the midcourt line. Under a minute to go, 10 on the shot clock. Ryan, now Jelinek. Mitchell cannot foul right here. Daniels gets the screen, going up against Banks. Banks pokes it away, gets the steal. Banks rolls to the right side, lays it up and in. Now we got a 5-point game. Now, you got to foul if you're Mitchell. And that's who you want to. Brian Ryan, you have two fouls to give Mitchell. Can't afford to play this out. Pass goes to the right side, and there's one. That's foul number three on Mitchell. One more foul to give. Shot clock is turned off. We're going to turn this game into a free throw contest. And, right now you want to get the ball to someone who can hold on to it. And whether that be Talon Jelinek, Creighton Ryan, or you got guys who can hold on the ball out there. You're shattering. That's what you want right now. After this next foul, which will happen probably a second or two into this play, now you want to get Thomas Smith on the floor. Tobin Landon gets fouled. That's what you want. You wanted to get it to someone who could hold on to the ball. It's on Hohen, his fourth. Now it's going to be a free throw shooting situation. This is now, you do not want Thomas Smith to inbound this. You want him the first guy to catch it, or maybe the second guy, because there's going to be a trap coming from Mitchell right out of the gate. Free throws the rest of the game, both sides. Mitchell does have one timeout. Pass goes into Ryan. I can see a trap coming, or a pick from Blasenio. Ryan backs off Blasenio. Ryan blows a tire on the floor, and it's going to be a timeout taken by Shatterin. Talon Jelinek chasing after the help. Thomas Smith, Creighton Ryan, who absolute warriors on this ball club. Get up and recover. Shatter now with one timeout left. Mitchell with one timeout left. Both are fulls. 62-57. Mitchell with 22.6. Mitchell's still got about 5 seconds right here. 5 seconds to force a trap. Crane Ryan. We'll see who's on the floor here for the Cardinals here in a second. Michael Aiden Holland with four fouls. I do not expect to see Clayton Schultz out there right at the moment for Mitchell. He has four fouls. He's their best three-point shooter. In fact, he is going to be out there along with Michael Bassanio, Aiden Holland, Wayman Banks, along with Michael Bassanio and Xavier Galloway. Shatter's going to send out Crane Ryan, Talon Jonick, Thomas Smith, Tobin Landon, and Brady Daniels. Tobin Landon, the starting quarterback from the football team, will play quarterback as they're going to run some routes. Going to go trips near side. Thomas Smith, the ex-wide receiver on the far side. Pass comes into Daniels. He gets reached in on by Galloway. Those Galloway, Landon, Jelinek, Placenio, guys who are comfortable in that situation. Shatter defeated Mitchell in football earlier this year, the school year, and that's when I knew the Shattern football team was legit. And Shattern's about to have a win tonight. That makes them look legit in basketball as well. As Daniels is at the line for two, drains the first. That was really fun, Nicole. Got a trips near side, one guy out wide with maybe the best pure shooter and athlete on the team on the wide side. That was fun. Daniels rattles it in and out. Tipped up in the air. Jelinek with the rebound. Throws it out to Smith, and Smith gets reached in on. 6-point game. This one could ice it. Mitchell only with one timeout, and that foul was on Aiden Hohen, who fouls out of the game. This, you put your best shooter at the line, best free throw shooter at the line, and best overall shooter, score of the ball, with a chance to ice this one away. Smith got it. He's now up to 20. 64-57, 7-point game. Smith again. Gets it to go off the 10. Eight-point game. Placenio drives inside, kicks to the corner. Schultz, three ball off the front of the rim. Daniels with the rebound. Brady Daniels will throw it to Thomas Smith. And the Cardinals are going to, after some free throws, get out of here with the dub. Wow, that's the start you need if you're the Shattered Cardinals in a stretch where could get a couple wins, get right on the verge of 500 before your rival comes up here. And your rival, the Alliance Bulldogs, have proven time in and time out that they are legit this year. You got a chance to beat them on your home turf. That's 22 for Smith. Now a 9-point lead for the Cardinals. 66-57, this to make it 10. Got it. And that'll do it. 67-57, the Shattered Cardinals steal one from the Mitchell Tigers and get out of here with the dub, the first of a three-game homestand. That's called a winning streak right there, two in a row for the Birds as they move to 4-6 on the season with a 67-57 win. That was a lot of fun tonight. That was as much fun as I've had in a while calling a game. Been a fun season so far. This one's topped it. 67-57, your final score. We'll go ahead and take a break. This fourth quarter was sponsored by Best Western. West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Pit 7 postgame show coming up next here on KCSR.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting.
but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308